have to stand up strong. Face the truth about themselves to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We also are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Good morning. It's Monday again. How are you? You can get involved by calling 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. No biblical question right now. Maybe one will come today or tomorrow or whatever, but no biblical question. We can still deal with it. I will respond to last week's biblical question. What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? What is the distance between you and Jesus Christ? An amazing question. It is absolutely amazing. But no one right now. We have every way that you can watch and support the show listed on jesseleepeterson.com/show. jesseleepeterson.com/show. And you can podcast all of the shows all the time, anywhere in the world. But if you like running around and you just don't have time right now to watch it, but you would like to be listening no matter where you are and what you're doing, you can. It's been made possible by calling the listen line on your iPhone or iPad at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk or bond JLP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. All right. Amazing. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday.
Forgive the mama.
Yep. It's Monday. And we take all calls on Mondays, but we take the ladies' calls as they come in first. As they come in. And the reason for that is that we love the ladies. And every Monday is Female Monday. Oh, my life. I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
Oh, my life. I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Yep. Amazing. A spiritual battle. A warfare between good and evil. And it's a mess because human nature is a mess. So I want you to know, do what you want, of course. Believe what you want. It's up to you. But I want you to know that in America and around the world, it's going to get worse. This is hell on earth inside of human beings. But you, man or woman, male or female, no matter where you are, what color, what amount of money, where you live or don't live, or illegal or legal, you can be free right here on earth. Right where you are, you can be free. Christ said, you don't have to be you any longer. You don't have to be you anymore. It's up to you. You do not have to be you anymore. Isn't that amazing? Think about that. You literally do not have to be you any longer. Christ made it possible. But it's up to you. If you want to stay you, stay there and suffer. Because as long as you are you, you will suffer. You're going to suffer. Ain't no way around it. As long as you are you. But when there is no you any longer, because you don't have to be you, suffering is over. It's over. So it's up to you. That's your world. If you want to live in misery in your world, depression, suicide, evil nature, you can keep it. Really. Strife and jealousy and revenge and fear and loneliness, looking for love. You can keep it. You can be you. But you no longer have to be you. It's up to you. Some of you know by now that the United States, according to CBS News, the United States launched strike on three Iran nuclear facilities. On three Iranian nuclear facilities. Not on the people there, but the nuclear facilities. President Trump announced on Saturday evening, calling them a spectacular military success. Watch this from our NBC News.
Tonight, the new video, B-2 bombers returning to their Missouri base after those secretive strikes. And now our first look at the targets they hit inside Iran. These before and after images show the massive impact of the U.S. attack on Isfahan, one of three Iranian nuclear facilities hit.
Initial battle damage assessments indicate that all three sites sustained extremely severe damage and destruction.
The commander-in-chief with this declaration overnight.
I can report to the world that the strikes were a spectacular military success. Iran's key nuclear enrichment facilities have been completely and totally obliterated.
Amazing. Amazing. This could not have happened, according to the president, in such a spectacular way had anybody else been president in America. Really? What manner of man is this? The world obeys him. This man is so amazing, Donald Trump, that they call him king. And around the country of America, at least, they celebrated King's Day. And some were yelling, I don't want the king, but they were still, long live the king. The U.S. is not prepared for Iranian retaliation. Watch this from NBC News again.
Pentagon officials say it's too soon to tell, but tonight the U.S. is also preparing for potential Iranian retaliation, though the Trump administration emphasizes the attack was intended as a limited one-time strike.
We're not at war with Iran. We're at war with Iran's nuclear program.
President Trump inside the Situation Room with Vice President Vance, his Secretaries of State and Defense, as well as Chief of Staff Susie Wiles and Joint Chiefs Chairman Dan Kane. The President issuing this warning totally to the Iranian regime.
Iran, the bully of the Middle East, must now make peace. If they do not, future attacks will be far greater and a lot easier. For 40 years, Iran has been saying death to America, death to Israel. They have been killing our people. I decided a long time ago that I would not let this happen.
Amazing. It's amazing how strong Marco and the other guys and the women who are under Trump, they look strong because Trump is strong. That's amazing. I remember when the fallen Messiah, Barack Obama, was in there, and Joe Biden, his administration looked weak. I remember they had this black guy by the name of Lord something as the military head or something. It was weak and pathetic and a mess. They were letting in unqualified people, drag queens, and everything. Lord Austin, remember him? The military was disgusting. And we can, they show people, they show females in the military on video dancing and butt dancing and whatever they do that stuff. It was a mess. And here's Lord in his mask, the guy with a big old mask on his face. Look at that. Look like a black president from Africa. That's him. And that was over the military. And it was a ghetto. I told you they turned everything into ghetto. But no. And now that Pete and this president is over the military, it's being reported that they have more enlistment in the military, men register for the military, than they have had in years. Enlistments. That's how you say it? Enlistments. And because Trump is there. Here is some detail on the complex bombing operation in Iran.
The historic U.S. military operation complex and choreographed. The nuclear sites targeted, Natanz, Isfahan, and Fordo, buried deep beneath an Iranian mountain. The U.S. adding the element of surprise, with the president giving the final green light 48 hours after announcing he would take up to 2 weeks to decide whether to strike.
Just a time to see whether or not people come to their senses.
First, the apparent decoys on Saturday morning, B-2 stealth bombers launching from Missouri flying west, hours before the B-2s used in the actual strikes headed east. The U.S. deploying 14 30,000-pound bunker-busting bombs for the first time in a military operation. In this satellite image of Fordo, if you zoom in, you can see several holes from the bunker-busting bombs, which explode underground. The B-2s also dropping them on Natanz.
They dropped 30,000-pound bombs on a target the size of a washing machine.
U.S. submarines firing Tomahawk missiles to hit the Isfahan site. In all, 125 U.S. warplanes and 75 precision-guided munitions used. And the Pentagon says Iran never fired a single shot.
Amazing. It's amazing. And so Pete Hesset praised Trump on the strike, and Marco Rubio said the threat was urgent.
This operation underscores the unmatched capabilities and global reach of the United States military.
Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth pinning the praise on President Trump.
Many presidents have dreamed of delivering the final blow to Iran's nuclear program, and none could. Until President Trump.
And after Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard in March said Iran had an unprecedented amount of enriched uranium for a non-nuclear state, but that the Ayatollah had not ordered the development of a nuclear weapon, Secretary of State Marco Rubio argued the Iranian threat was urgent.
It doesn't matter if the order was given. They have everything they need to build nuclear weapons.
Amazing. What are you thinking today about the president protecting you? I am not for war. I'm not for war. I believe that you should defend your physical self when need. If you need to, you should defend yourself. But I am not for war. And I realize that human nature is a war nature because it's evil. And people who preach peace are the ones that create the wars. So I do understand that. But I am not for war until you must defend yourself from your enemy. I am grateful, though, that we have a president that will fight and defend America as needed and when needed. And he's not afraid to do that. It used to be that way in the good old days. Have you noticed? Really? Have you noticed, or am I the only one to have noticed this? White men are in charge again. And look what's happening. America is being made great again. And this is why I say to white people, why are you, and I'm asking the question, why are you afraid? But I already know, I'm asking, just to be asking. Why are you so afraid to defend your own country? A country that you founded and created, and with the help of God, created the greatest country on this side of heaven, and you're afraid to defend your own country. Look what happens when you're not afraid. White men are in charge, and they are taking names and kicking butts. Isn't that, like, amazing? And just think, if we can find 10 more white men who are not afraid to stand up for America, we might, just might, have a chance to save America after all. Just might. I'm just saying it out loud. Because people of color, unless they're led by white men, they're not going to save America. They will turn it into a ghetto. They hate good, and they hate what's right. And you're making a mistake. I've said it 1,000 times, so I say it one more time. You're making a horrible mistake by turning your country over to men and women of quote-unquote color. That includes foreign color, American black color, color period. I was thinking about that woman, that female, Ilhan Omar. She came over here as a refugee, according to the report. They allowed this female to get into our government. Think about that. And not one time has she stood for America. She have always stood against America, the very country that brought her in because she was crying refugee status. It's the very country that she turned against. It's like when you help someone and they get angry at you, and the first thing they do is turn on you. They forget about all the things you've done to help them. That's out the window. You immediately become an enemy. And they don't even take consideration. You know what? This person helped me when I was in need. They helped me. No, all of a sudden you're a bitter enemy. And you do not, and you know it by now. I'm repeating something that you already know, but you should not turn America over to people of color. Look what happened when you gave it over to the fallen Messiah and Barack Obama and his wife, Big Mama Michelle. They turned it into a ghetto. They made a lot of money, and then they went home. And they built a fence around their home in Washington, D.C. And they all home in, I believe, Hawaii, Martha's Vineyard, living high in the hall and still complaining. You cannot satisfy a victim. A victim have to overcome victimhood themselves, and there's nothing you can do about it. and you don't want the people of color in charge of America, if you doubt me, watch this from WND. This so-called Representative Jasmine Cricket, a Democrat from Texas, is fuming that President Trump didn't holler at her to ask for her permission to strike Iran. Watch this from X.
I go back in on Monday. You could have hollered at us on Monday. If you truly felt like there was something, like, there is nothing that they will say that will make me believe that this action needed to take place, and it needed to take place without the consultation of the Congress. All right.
A representative saying holler. The president should have hollered at her. Can you say ghetto? He should have hollered at her. What are you going to holler at her for? She wouldn't know how to find her way out of a paper bag. And what type of representative says the president should have hollered at her? What a hood rat in Congress. And she was voted in by the blacks. They're in Texas. I rest my case. And so when they asked, when asked how to hold Trump accountable, Cricket said she didn't know, but added everything he does is illegal. Watch this.
Give me one more.
How can the Senate be involved to make them accountable for what they're doing?
Listen, y'all was talking about accountability. The systems have broken down because people have legitimately decided that they would rather serve him than serve the people that put them into office. I don't really have any good answers for you, except for the fact that legitimately everything that he does is against the law. He just breaks the law. And I know that there are some people that think that I just say this stuff because I'm a Democrat. And I can tell you, I have my own issues with my own party. I'm not saying these things because I'm a Democrat. I'm saying these things because I am a black woman in America who just happens to be educated enough to know what the law is. And I can tell you that while some people want to disparage my credibility and act as if I don't know what I'm talking about, I can absolutely guarantee to you that if you Google war and authority and constitution, you're going to see Congress. And this on my chest tells you that I am a member of Congress.
Oh, Lord. Why, Lord? Why, George, Lord? Why, Jasmine Cricket, Lord? What a mess, huh? A disgrace. He could tell me he's seen her acting white. I don't know if the hood rat thing is an act or if the white girl act is an act. Both are. The hood rat thing is in her blood. It's in the blood. It's in the blood. Thank God for the great white hope. Really, it feels like, it just feels like America is making a comeback to being America. I know it's not going to come all the way back. I know that. She learned to be in Congress from Google.
Yeah, it's just like I'm a Google pilot. I think she's a Google congressperson.
It's all
congressman.
Right. She said, look up Google. Nick learned how to build his car and fly his plane from Google. Amazing. And this is what's running. This, I want you to think about this. This is, these are the type of people that black people hire to run their neighborhoods and their country. It can't get better. It cannot get better. You need men like Donald Trump running the country. And in spite of the opposition, if you notice, Jasmine Cricket didn't name one thing that the president was doing illegally. That's illegal. not one thing. She said it, but she had no proof. Zero. But she wanted the president to holler. And she has this little thing around her neck saying she's a congresswoman. What an ego, huh? Something to remind her and something that you can see that made her feel good about herself. What a sad way to live. According to X, Los Angeles Sheriff Department edit post after sending condolences to families in Iran who were impacted by Iranian nuclear sites getting blown up. Watch this.
Derek, I need those pics.
Oh, we don't have them yet? They're not ready yet, folks. We'll come back to that.
Unless I'm doing this wrong. No, I don't have them.
Derek, why you tell me we have them and they're not even up there? What the?
Unless I'm looking at this wrong. Here, got them.
You had them?
I have them.
So Derek had already sent them to you?
I may have not seen this correct.
Right,
so check this out.
Sorry for yelling at you, Derek. It's the anchor baby fault.
This is from L.A. County Sheriff's Department. They posted this on their X. And it reads, "Our hearts go out to the victims and families impacted by the recent bombings in Iran. While this tragic event occurred overseas, the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department is closely monitoring the situation alongside our local, state, and federal partners. At the moment, there are no known threats to Los Angeles County. However, out of an abundance of caution, we are increasing patrol checks at places of worship and other sensitive locations throughout the country. The safety and security of our communities remain our top priority. We will continue to assess and respond to any developments as they rise. If you see something, say something." And they finish it off here with...
It's the edit version.
Oh, they edited the edited version. Yeah, it's pretty much the same.
What did they edit out or put in?
Just a couple of words, but it's the same message. They just took out this, while this tragic event occurred over... Yeah, well, they took out this section where it says, "While this tragic event occurred overseas," and they just kind of shortened it. The messaging is essentially the same.
So they didn't edit anything. They just made it shorter.
Well, that is the edit. They made it... It seems like they summarized it a little more.
So they didn't take out anything or put anything extra. They just made it shorter.
That's what I'm saying by summarizing. They took out unnecessary words.
Like what?
But the same messaging remains. Like what? They said that this terrible event occurred overseas.
They took that out?
Right.
Oh.
But they're still saying a terrible event occurred and that we're closely monitoring. They just took out these words like tragic event occurred overseas. So it's really inconsequential. I think this edit.
Amazing.
Unless I'm missing something here.
I don't know what that was about. If it's the same thing, why did we have to read it? Oh, being told they took out, our heart goes out.
Okay. Our heart goes out is what was taken out. Our hearts go out to the victims and families impacted by the recent bombings in Iran.
Oh, now that makes sense. I'm about to say, what the? 888, what a mess. What do you think? How are you feeling this morning about the president looking out for you? 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. Quick break. Back in a moment. Now, I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry. because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women too when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good or they'll make her angry. And the woman's gonna have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong, but do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see, but you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature. Welcome back, 888-77-5373, announcements. The Hake Report is coming up at 9 a.m. this morning. The Hake, HAKEReport.com at 9 a.m. Flying high on a round earth ball. Not a flat earth, but a round one. And at 11 a.m., the American anchor baby. He learned to be a pilot and to repair cars in the same location that Jasmine Cricket learned to be a congresswoman on Google. She might not have the answer, but look up Google at 11 a.m., the American anchor baby. Check out our merch, support what we're doing, support our work. Thank you all who are already doing it. I do appreciate it. But reminder to those who are being helped and have not given back so that we can help others. I know you just need somebody to tell you, to remind you. Go, we have hats and hoodies and t-shirts and all type of amazing things. Big Mama coffee mug. Remember Big Mama? Big Mama can dance. She may not know anything else, but she knows how to dance. A man with anger or a woman is a murderer. When she's crying, she's lying. And we have Punchy's Coffee. Support Bond and everything else by going to rebuildingaman.com/stores or donate. RebuildingAMan.com/stores or JesseLeePeterson.shop. JesseLeePeterson.shop. All right. Let me go to Roger, a first-time call out of North Carolina. Roger, you are on the air.
Hello. Yes, I'm from North Carolina, and I was wondering if you to help get our story out in regards to the federal government corruption.
The president and Elon Musk are already doing an amazing story with that. They are already revealing it.
Yeah, but this has got to do with my family, what the government did to my family.
Oh, you probably need to get a lawyer.
Well, we're trying, but we're blacklisted, so nobody wants to take their case.
You can find, are you black or white?
I'm Hispanic.
And so you can find one person to help you?
Couldn't find not one. Nobody wants to take the case because of the government.
Oh, okay. Hold on for a minute, and I'm going to have Derek write down your phone number or something, and we can get more information from you off air about it. Let me go to Buell out of Oklahoma. Buell, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hey, Jesse, this is Bill from Oklahoma. I love you, man, and you scared the whole world yesterday falling out.
What?
Yeah, when you came to, that's what you said. You said, what the?
And fight, man, fight.
Yay, man, yes. I hadn't felt like that since Donald Trump got shot. Man, when you fell out, that made me fall out. And
what happened, Bill, I was standing there, and it's like really hot on this thing, so I was standing. I started to get, my body started to heat up, and I started to sweat, and I felt like a faint coming on, but I thought it was going to pass. And I started to sit down before that, but I thought, oh, it'll pass. And then they said I knew I was on the floor.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank God you're okay. And Anchor Baby, Nick, he came in like Superman. Dude, he helped you. Man, you need to give him a raise.
I know. I'm grateful for that, too. I could have hit my head on the floor or something.
Yeah.
It would have been worse. Thank God for the Anchor Baby. That's that energy that in God and in Trump and in the Anchor Baby.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. I believe that. I'm so glad you're okay.
Thank you.
Need to read on YouTube. It says disturbing. Jesse falls out, and it's like a 5-minute nutshell version of what happened.
Right.
And the comments will make you laugh, Jesse. One person said, "This is why you need to. This is why you need to carry around the big jugs of water."
I know. I'm going to go to the doctor to find out what really caused it, because people have been telling me I need to drink more water, or I need to take some type of vitamins or something like that.
Did you eat before the service?
No, I never.
Low blood sugar.
What?
It was low blood sugar. You got to eat a little something.
Oh.
And plus those heats and you're wearing the jacket, the sports jacket. And yeah, I saw your arm twitching. I was like, what the? And then Nick, man, he came in. Like, that was awesome. I was so thankful. What a twist of emotions. I'm telling you, man, when Donald Trump got shot, I fell to my knees and I started praying to Jesus. Like, I thought you had a heart attack or something, but thank God you're okay, man.
Yeah. Some people tell me that when you're standing for a while, you're not supposed to have lock your knees. You're supposed to kind of, bend down a little bit?
Bend your knees slightly.
Right. And I've been getting all kind of advice. You know, the problem, Bill, I would like to go to a doctor, but a real doctor, to find out what really happened. But I don't like doctors, because these doctors, they're not like real doctors now. They just give you a test, and then they give you pills, and then they tell you that you can get refills at the drugstore for the rest of your life. And they never really tell you what the problem is, or it never takes you off the pills. So it's hard for me to find an old school doctor that really examines you and tell you what's going on.
Yeah.
Thank God, though, I've heard from people around the world, and they like praying for me. And they also recommended good doctors, you know, like old school doctors.
Good.
Yeah.
Good. We love you so much, Jesse. We don't want to live in a world without Jesse Lee.
Right on. I'll be around for a while longer.
Good. I love you so much, Jesse. I wanted to tell you that, but there's some other things I wanted to say real quick.
Okay.
But I am so glad you're okay. And big ups to Nick, man. That was amazing. I was so happy that he's a good one. They're
like
all good.
Superman.
I love Derek. Yeah, every time I call the show, I get Derek, and he's great. And a few times I've held the whole show and didn't get to talk to you, so I'm so glad I get to talk to you right now. And I learned so much from you when you're helping other people.
Yes.
I realized while on. I wanted to ask: is the correct answer to who am I? I don't know.
Yes.
Okay. I thought, and Oh, my mama would have loved you. Last time I spoke with you, this is the second time I got to talk to you. I told you my mama was my best friend, and you told me I hated my mother. And I love the way you talk, man. I love your love. I love your honest love. You're the realest thing. I wrote down some questions from the last time I was on hold with you. And last time I told you, that song Pete in Alaska, he's awesome. But your crew, your experts are amazing. I love you so much, and God put you in my life. You are the best thing on TV and radio. You are so funny and wise. Oh, my gosh. Last time I called, I just wanted to hear you say the word sphere. When you said the world is not flat, and you licked your lips and you stretched your mouth and you said, yeah. And it was so funny. You make me laugh.
Go ahead. Black.
Yeah. I love the way you talk, man. I love the way you talk. Here, and I'm almost done. I told you my mother would have loved you. After all those things you say, my mama would have loved you so much. And I tell my dad, I talk to you about my dad, and he rolls his eyes every time I mention your name, man. and it gets on my nerves. But what are you going to do?
Yeah, don't let it bother you when he disagree. You know,
so many people.
Right.
Many people don't give you a chance. I tell people, last time I spoke to you, I said, I advocate so much for you. If people, I tell people, give him a week. Give him a week. Just listen to him. I said, just for entertainment value, listen to him. He's funny. He'll make you laugh, but he will say things. And I tell everybody, there's a method to his madness. And I tell all the women, he asks the women, you know, do you obey your husband? And they don't want to hear that. And they get mad. I say, if you give him a little bit, man, he will reach you in ways you've never been reached.
Well, the message is not for everybody, because most people don't want to overcome their misery. They don't want to be different. They love their misery. So it's for those men and women who really want to overcome. Those are the ones that's going to hear it. When they hear it, it's going to register for them in their hearts. And so, but most people are going to reject it because they love hell. They don't love heaven.
Yes. And I admit it to you and the whole world. I'm angry, I'm evil, and I judge. I'm one hoop and a holler from being Jeffrey Dahmer, baby. And I want to fix it. I want help. I want to be on the right side of righteousness and goodness and everything, and I'm so conflicted sometimes. I don't know why. I don't have any problems.
Yes, do the silent prayer and just watch those thoughts, the good ones and the bad ones, the emotion, and don't call it you anymore.
Yes.
And they will be taken away from you.
Amen. Yeah. I believe it. Jesse, it's so good to talk to you. I'm so glad you're okay. I'm no doctor, but just make sure you eat a little something before you... But don't ever fall out like that again. You scared me.
Thank you, B. I won't.
I love you, Jesse, and I love Nick and Hake and Derek, and y'all take care. And Nick, I'm so proud of you, man. You're awesome.
Amazing. Thank you, Bill. Amazing.
Bye, Jesse. Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, now. Amazing. So, again, I'm looking for a really good old-school doctor. And then that I'm going to get a physical done. I'll let y'all know what happened. I don't normally put my personal business out there like that, but I'll let y'all know. It was amazing. It almost like it didn't happen, to be honest. It's like, what the? But I'm working on it. Super chat. Super.
Super chat.
Celestial Lord with a rumble rant on Friday. That I had missed. The more I see in myself, the more I realize I have no right to tell others what to do.
Yeah.
I can see that spirit tempting me to react at everything around me.
Right on.
Right on.
Nice. Stay with it. Just stay with it. I'm telling y'all, those who are working on themselves, men and women, just stay with it. In the beginning, it's going to be difficult because you so identify with the false you. And you stay with it. You know, you gotta see that you don't have to be you anymore, but you gotta stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Carla, one love, glory to the Most High.
Amen. Cash App. Thank you. Nice.
That's Bond JLP on Cash App. Mari said on the Jewish Philanthropist's Fallen State episode,
yes.
Happy Friday, everyone, and have a great weekend. Heart, thanks, hands.
Oh, amazing. If you missed last Friday, brand new episode of the Fallen State, make sure you podcast it. It was amazing. It really was. So check it out. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, now a monthly supporter on the Rumble crew. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
G. Fontes says, Shalom, Smiggas. Also on Rumble.
Shalom. What does shalom mean?
Peace or wholeness.
Oh, shalom. Amazing. Thank you.
And I heard on TV that if you say shalom, shalom, that means perfect peace.
Right on. Christ came that you may have peace and perfect peace. Amazing. Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet gifted 5 subscriptions on Jesse Lee, and G. Fontes 119 gifted 1 subscription on Jesse Lee Rumble.
Thank you all. I appreciate it.
Marty in church yesterday. Good morning, everyone. Hope all is well, and happy Sunday to everyone and JLP crew. This is on the Bond channel. Can you guys pray for my daughter and her family? My daughter's friend passed away yesterday, not taking the news well. Thanks. And heart.
I wish the family well, and your daughter. I wish them well. Amazing.
Triple T, God bless you, Jesse and crew. Great catch, Nick.
Nick probably should have been a baseball catcher or something.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you, Anchor Baby.
Kale.
And thank you all.
Jesse, you are a living legend, says Kale. Thank you for all you do. Love you, brother.
Thank you. Cloud. Stay with it.
Cloud Bops with a heart. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Carver says, give Nick a raise and a third hour. Black, thanks, hands.
That's right.
Fem Comitata, Jesse, the greatest mentor this side of heaven. So grateful for you and your crew.
Stay with it, and thank for your support.
Kaya in NC.
Hey, Kaya.
Best church on this side of heaven.
Amazing. Stay with it, Kaya. Stay with it. You should have been at last week women's forum. Oh, my God. It was deep. Really, I'm not making it up, Kyle. It was deep. But stay with it. Amazing. Thank you.
Everblazer, Anchor Baby truly has energy given to him by God. You've just earned yourself a new viewer, Nick. I'm wishing you well, Jesse.
Right on. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Kurt, Jesse, amazing. I will build East Coast Bond one day.
Amazing. That would be what? Nah. Thank you.
PH, please take Jesse get checked out at the hospital.
I will. I'm going to go and have a physical, but I just don't trust the doctors. They just don't know what they're doing. And I asked another doctor, an old-time doctor in another state, what's wrong with the doctors today? And he said that young doctors do not do any research or anything. They just learn how to pass out medication. Take a blood test and pass out medication. This is all they know how to do. What? Amazing. Thank you.
Kevin, praying hands. Thank you.
Thank you, Kevin. I do appreciate all the phone calls and the super chats and the prayer for you, Jesse, that I received from around the world. I had no idea. Thank you all very, very much. And I have people even say, you know what? I have a really good doctor right here in my country, they say, I'll pay for your way to come and see this good doctor. And so thank you. That's amazing.
Unpilled, Pastor Chatelet gifted the can. Friendly reminder, you should agree with ideas or conclusions, but not persons. Big smile.
Amazing. The distance between you and Jesus Christ, ideas, thoughts, and belief. That's the distance between you and Jesus Christ. And I have to tell you, once those things are gone, you and the Son are one with the Father. But you got to get rid of all your ideas, all of your beliefs, all of your thoughts. Really, you have to have a clear mind. And you will if you stay with it. It's amazing to me, too, that that's the distance between you and Jesus Christ are the thoughts and things. You have no idea how evil your thoughts are, and they're not your own. Amazing. Thank you.
Is being superior to others, is that good?
No. You're not. You're supposed to be one. We are all supposed to be one. But because of the vanity of the ego, and we thinking that we know right from wrong, we know this, we are separated. And it feels like we should be separated, but we really should be one. And once you overcome that mindset, and there is no you, and there is no identity. Yesterday I mentioned how people love their anger. And because I used to wonder, why don't people just really get rid of anger? They can see that it doesn't make them feel good. It hurts the children and everything. But they see anger as an identity. Who will I be if I'm not angry? What a power would I have if I'm not angry? They get thrills from being angry. And that's why they won't let it go. Isn't that amazing? Amazing. Thank you.
Fazul, to your health, Jesse. You are loved.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Ben, with a two fists bumping each other sticker. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Ben. Amazing.
Mark says, letting the ego die is the best way to break free. Chains breaking. Strong arm. Heart. Thanks. Idea. Love, chat, bond, and others who still need to hear.
Absolutely. Stay with it.
Lord Sinu, JLP and crew are amazing. American flag emojis.
Thank you. Thanks for your support.
Stephanie M., Jesse, you are amazing. By the grace of God, please get tests. It could be heart-related or stroke. You helped my husband and I so much. God bless.
I will. Thank you. I'm just looking for a real doctor. A real doctor. And they're hard to find, but so many people have recommended. And I even go to another state to see a real doctor, just so you know that. And so I have people from different states saying, my doctor's old school, and I suggest you see him. Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim on Rumble, thank you to the speedy Mexican who caught Jesse. Love you, Jesse.
Did you see Nick run up on the stage like that?
Only in the replay, because I was looking down, taking notes and stuff, and I look up, and he was catching you as you were falling. I was like, whoa.
Had he not caught me, my head would have hit the floor.
Something.
And it may have been a different outcome.
Uh-huh.
Thank you, Hank Kamehameha again.
Yep.
Amazing.
On YouTube, Low Slow Flyer 77, great job, Jesse.
Thank you, and thank you for your support. I want to stop there.
All right, we'll read more later, guys.
And get some calls. Thank you all. Let me go to Los Angeles and talk to Christina, welcome to the show. You're on the air.
Hi, Mr. Peterson. Good morning.
Hey, Christina. How are you?
How are you doing physically?
Right now, I feel fine. Even when I got off the floor there and sat down, it was as though my body cooled off. I was not sweating anymore. It's like nothing happened. So I feel fine. That's why I got to find out what's going on, because really I feel fine.
Right. Your body went into a little bit of shock, I noticed.
I'm told that you're not supposed to, when you're standing, don't. If you're in the military, they tell you don't. You can't stand up straight. You have to somewhat bend your knees. I've been told I should eat some breakfast, you know, different things.
Yeah, I was wondering about your sugar, but also you drink that coffee, and I know you don't like having water around.
Hold on, Christine. Can you hold for me?
Sure.
Let me take a quick break. The hate news coming, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment.
I totally disagree with the way things are going, but you can't be angry.
Because that's what the enemy wants. He wants to control you. They do things to make you mad so they can control you. It's like being married. And the wife would do things to make you mad, or she'll do things to make you feel good. And men do that to women, too, when they want something from the woman, especially sex. They'll make her feel good, or they'll make her angry. And the woman's going to have to say, you don't want to be angry. You want to speak up. You want to disagree with what's going on. It's wrong. But do not be angry. Then you won't have fear. You won't have doubt. You won't have worries. You'll be able to see. But you got to stay away from anger. That's why you must forgive your mothers and your fathers so that you can overcome the spirit of anger. It's a spirit and it's wicked. Nothing good in anger, because it has no love, folks. You need love to defeat evil. And love is not a weakness. It's a strength. It's from God. It's His nature.
It's a whole lot of mess going on in the world. The so-called Supreme Court's going to make a bunch of decisions that are supposedly of consequence. And the U.S., Trump said, I know that you're not supposed to say regime change. It's not politically correct to say regime change, but what else are we going to do? Maybe we need regime change in Iran. Whoa. Is that going to be a problem? Israel and Iran are still at war. This is day 11, I guess, is wrapping up because, well, the middle to late day 11 of their war going on. And a suicide bomber shooter guy, he killed like 20 people at least, dozens injured, at a Greek Orthodox church in Syria. It's terrible. This is the end of hour one of the J.S. Lee Peterson Show. It is Female Monday, June 23rd, AD 2025. There's one line open. You can call in right now. You. No, I mean you. You can call in right now during fake news, not fake news. I'm using the boomer call sign and the zoomer or generation alpha call sign signal, whatever thingy. So it is fake news, not fake news. Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, digging into our greatest president's battle with the courts to deciding whether people can be required to identify themselves before viewing pornography, pornos on the internet. The so-called Supreme Court in the coming days is set to deliver their most dramatic decisions of the year coming up. So stay tuned, I guess, or you'll hear about it, I suppose. In the U.S. and Iran, as our greatest president, Donald J. Trump, he's weighing the idea of regime change. That means changing of the leadership in Iran. The Iranian power structure appears to be more focused on how they will respond to America's attack, as you heard earlier this hour, on their nuclear facilities, a few of them. The Iranian envoy to the evil UN, United Nations, condemned the U.S., the Iranian envoy did, and Israel for their acts of aggression and asked the Security Council to address such injustice and gross violations. Iranian hardliners and members of the parliament took to social media to call for retaliation after the U.S. strikes, including on American bases in the region. Disruption of the oil shipments in the Strait of Hormuz, that's in the water, and a possible withdrawal from the Nuclear Non-Proliferation Treaty, as if they honor it anyway. I don't know. Who cares? Whatever. The attacks have also inspired thousands of Iranians to demonstrate against Trump and the United States. One Iranian politician said even people critical of their own regime were protesting against America. What does protest do? I don't know. Beats me. Probably nothing good. Anyway, Israel and Iran are also going at it, as you may know. It may be the whole reason, part of the reason that we're involved with the Israel-Iran conflict in its 11th day. Both countries have launched a fresh wave of strikes on each other. About 20 Israeli fighter jets attacked military targets in Tehran, the western Iranian city of Kermanshah. The Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, said the strikes took out several surface-to-surface missile launch and storage sites. Six Iranian airports also targeted overnight, and 15 fighter jets and helicopters reportedly destroyed. In retaliation, Iran reportedly fired missiles at Israel, prompting people across the country to take shelter in Israel. Although the IDF attributed the sounds of explosions to interceptions of or fallen projectiles, teams of first responders, that's like medical, still dispatched to reported impact sites. You know, that stuff can fall on you and kill you, you know, like a piece of a missile. Anyway, a church attack, a suicide bomber attacked a Greek Orthodox church in Syria on Sunday, killing 20 people, injuring dozens more, including himself, I guess. The country's health ministry said he opened fire on the congregation before he blew himself up with a vest. Terrible, disturbing stuff, huh? And Mar Elias Church in Damascus, Syria. What a mess, huh? So maybe ISIS affiliated? Maybe we'll find out. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I am Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the second hour of the show already. You can get involved by calling 888-775-3773. 888-77-JESSE. No biblical question today. Hopefully tomorrow we'll see. If you you can podcast the show if you're busy, and you still can listen no matter what you're doing, right? Working out or whatever you're doing. Anywhere in the world, we are heard around the world by everybody and their mama. So you can be listening on your iPhone or iPad by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131, 605-615-4131. And to donate and have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk. buymeacoffee.com/JOP talk or Bond JOP Cash App. Bond JLP Cash App. It's Monday. And again, we take all calls, but Mondays, we take the ladies' calls as they come in because every Monday is Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
You are.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
You got to take back control of your life, folks. You got to become the ruler, the author of your own world. And it'll be amazing. It really will. You got to say the hell with the world and then take care of yourself. You and only you, as an adult, are responsible for you. You're responsible for your children until they become adults. But until then, you are responsible for you. It's so amazing that our life, when in our own hands, work amazingly. But when it's in someone else's hand, based on other people, based on this, and you're giving it into thoughts and emotion, it's a mess. What a mess! I want to go back to Christina out of Los Angeles, and Christina, you were saying about water, right? Drinking water?
Well, yeah, drinking water. And also, you know, instead of bringing you bread this time, I'm going to bring you some Celtic sea salt on Sunday.
Uh-huh.
Because you need to have your electrolytes, especially because you drink coffee that can strip you of magnesium. I mean, I already, like, diagnosed you with all these things because it's what I do.
But, you sound like a good doctor.
Well, yeah, I called you before about my illness, and I mean, I was there at the women's forum.
I know,
I'm the
yeah.
one that brings you the bread.
I know. Oh, man, that bread is good. So now I can't have any more of that bread.
No, you can have that bread for sure. I mean, I hope you had some that morning of, because did you not eat, or?
I didn't eat that. I never eat breakfast. That's the issue.
Well, Okay. you probably should start eating breakfast.
Yeah, that's what I hear. Let me ask. So I need water and electrolytes.
Yeah, well, I mean, you need your basic, like, salt, magnesium, and that's why I'm going to bring you some of the Celtic sea salt. I mean, you can read up on it, because I don't want to take up too much of your time, and I could go on about all of these things as well, and all my diagnosis for you.
Right.
But, I mean, that's one of the things that you can start with. And also, just get your blood work done. Even if you go to any hospital or anything, you can get a basic panel done,
mm-hmm.
Just to start getting an idea of, like, you know, just to rule anything out.
Okay.
And, but like you said, and I totally agree with doctors, not, they do mostly just prescribe you medications. They don't do that much research. And, you know, I mean, everyone shoots their way through school now as well, because everything's AI.
Yeah.
Well, not everyone does that, but a good amount of people. Everything's about convenience and just passing, but so I can imagine, you know.
I have seen what doctors have done to people, and I've heard from other people. Like, for an example, I know someone right now who they were having some type of pain, back pain or something, and they went to a doctor, and the doctor gave them pain pills or something like that.
Right.
And they never went back, because the doctor set it up where when they ran out of pain pill, they should just call pharmacists, and the pharmacist would just refill. And for years, they just refilled the prescription, and then it messed up the person's kidney or liver or something. Now they have to take dialysis 3 times a week. And they find out when they went for the dialysis, they found out that it was the pills that they had been taking for years that had destroyed, I guess, the kidneys or the liver, whichever one you need for dialysis.
Well, you need both. And they work together.
But my point is, the doctors don't care. They just care about money, and they put you on medication, and they go sit down and put somebody else on medication.
Right. I mean, you know, it's Western medicine is really good, especially for emergency and to kind of jumpstart your body into making it better. But you have to always, you know, go with your nutrition, and you can't just go with Western medicine, but you need both. Like, you need your, we call it holistic, but it's really just like the basic things, like what you ingest every day, you know. You know what you're eating, like, you know what's good, you know what's bad, you know what's going to make you feel bad, you know what's going to make you feel good. A lot of it is common sense, you know, so we just put too much trust in these doctors, and really they're just masking your problem, but you can still use it as a benefit to jumpstart you into the right direction, and then you wean off of that medication, because that's not normal to have in your system, you know. But it does take care of it for the beginning, you know?
It's weird. I feel no pains or anything. That's why I don't know why that happened, except for I overheated. But I feel nothing. I don't feel sick. I still work out. So you say you're going to bring me what?
I'm going to bring you some Celtic sea salt.
Are you gonna wait until the next meeting to bring it?
No, I was gonna bring it this Sunday, or I was gonna mail it to you guys, because I can just send it on Amazon overnight.
Okay, do that. I don't want to wait for the next meeting. I may pass out again. What the?
I know. I was like, you might pass out again. Like, I can't have that happening. And you know, it reminded me of when we were talking about fear in the women's forum. And how me and this other lady were talking about how we had fear on our way to the meeting.
Yeah.
And like, we didn't want to go or something like that. And it actually ended up being my favorite meeting that I've gone to so far, which,
it was amazing.
Yeah. It was really, really good. Especially what this young lady said.
Well, we can't talk about what happens in the meeting.
Right, right. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, the fear. I was having the same exact thoughts. And, like, I always have these thoughts of, like, you know, we don't know how long people are going to be around.
Right.
And So instead of sitting around and being like, oh, well, I can just go to the next one. And I thought that Sunday morning I was going to come to fellowship. And I was like, well, I'll just come to the next one, you know. But then my mind was like, well, you don't know how long you have these people for, you know. And then that happened to you, and I didn't go, right? And I was like, yeah. Oh, my gosh. Like, this is exactly what you were thinking about, Christina. And, like, I don't think, and that's, like, practical, because it's true. Like, you can't just put things off and be like, because it's not our timing. It's God's timing, you know. Like, when he decides something or however he has it set, like, that's not up to us, you know. So we have these opportunities to be able, like, to go to fellowship or,
yeah,
like, take advantage of things that we have to do or just do them. And so,
but
then
it's
that's
the devil
why, like,
that
you know,
it's the devil that try to talk you out of those fellowships. Evil exactly. doesn't want you to know the truth. It doesn't want real fellowship. Satan doesn't mind if you go to the church where they hoop and holler and praise the Lord and carry on. You can go there all day. But when you get real fellowship like we do at the Barn Fellowship, evil doesn't want you to have that type of truth. So right. it definitely try to talk you out of it.
Yeah, for sure. So just seeing that really, I'm like, oh gosh, like I can't be missed, especially if like I'm not working and I really didn't have an excuse other than I'll just take the day off. And, you know, and you don't really take days off because
yeah.
I think you're only off on Saturday because besides that, you're doing your, and now you fainted and now you're working again. So there really isn't an excuse,
yeah.
you know.
Absolutely.
It's believing the lie. And
amazing.
Going
with
it.
Sending so, me that with the salt thing, and Hake is
yes.
telling me that he had some of the bread yesterday. And
good.
Everybody loves the bread, Christina. It's delicious.
Okay, good.
And but bring me these, or send me the salt stuff.
I will. And then I'll talk to you in person. I mean,
okay.
I'm one of your salt experts.
Okay. Absolutely. I like that. Right. Thank you.
Okay, Mr. Peterson. God
right.
bless you. I love you.
Love you, too. Thank you. People are asking, did I take the vaccine shot? Remember the Chinese virus thing came? They want to know, did I take the booster shot? No! No, I would not and did not take that. Period. Just so, I did not take it. I really don't feel sick at all, to be honest. No vax, no booster. Amazing, huh? Let me go to Deanne. Dina out of Washington.
Dina,
you're on the air.
What the?
Hey, Dina.
Hey. Jesse, I get to call you probably once every 2 months because I'm never up this early. You got to start your show later. I'm pretty sure that's the problem here. It should start at 9.
What time you get up?
I haven't been to bed yet. I was up cleaning and I saw what time it was. I said, oh, I'm going to call Jesse and tell him I love him. He's being awesome. And I try to do that, let you know how great you are. And, you know, you're the voice of everybody. You're the voice of reason and common sense. And that's what we're lacking in society today.
Yeah, we need common sense, that's for sure. So you've been up yeah. all night long cleaning?
I have. No, I wasn't really cleaning. I was just kind of watching TV. But then I got a burst of energy, and I just started cleaning and sweeping and doing. And then I was going to, I sat down. I was just going to go to bed. And I said, it's 6 something. I'm going to call Jesse.
Well, amazing. Yes,
I love you, dude.
I love
hey,
you, too.
Jesse.
Yes.
I was watching you. Talking to this guy, okay, I was laughing so hard. Every question you asked him, he knew that you were backing him into a corner, and he knew if he answered the question right that you had another question right behind that, and you were going to win the conversation no matter what he said. I don't remember. I think he was a devil worshiper. I'm not quite sure. I don't know how you can talk to those people. I just love you, man. I just get a kick out of you and your guys, all your guys around there. They're
amazing.
Pretty cool too.
Thank you, Dan. I appreciate that.
Yeah. I just love you, Jesse. Thank you for the entertainment and the common sense and the love and the joy and the peace of Jesus Christ and spreading the gospel.
Well,
you know, it's
thank
beautiful.
You.
You're beautiful.
Thank you. And you get some rest and call me again.
I will. I surely will.
All right. Amazing.
Have a good day, dear.
You
okay.
Too. All right. Bye now. Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me go to Ohio and talk to Charles. Charles, you're on the air.
What's going on, Jesse? We haven't spoken in a while, buddy.
Man, Charles.
You remember me?
Never ask a black man if he remembers.
I knew you would say that. Good answer. But now we fellowshipped a few times virtually.
Right on.
We start talking about the network. Yeah, I got longer hair. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. Where have you been?
Yeah. I've been doing what you told me to do. I've
right
been
on.
Working with the people within my circle.
Right
and I've been,
on.
You know, building from the inside out, and it's been working out great. It's some of the best advice that I've received in my life. So I appreciate you for that.
You stay with us, stay with us, stay with it, man.
And I got a small little YouTube channel where I'm pushing a message of you know, seeking the Father from within and working that way. So, you know, I'm doing my part out here, too. I'm
right,
no Jesse Lee Peterson, but I do my thing.
What do you think about the bombing in Iran yesterday, over the weekend?
It's all theater. What it is that it's pushing us towards the digital age. And I know this is very deep, but...
You said
you know,
did you say it's all fear?
It's all theater, man. It's a free movie.
Oh, theater.
And theater, like a movie.
Right, yeah.
So I agree with you. War is not the answer. Diplomacy, we're here to live, not to die.
Yeah.
We're not born to die.
Yeah.
So war is working in the opposite direction. So I see it as all theater. I see that they're doing this, and I keep a little space between me and Mr. Trump. I support 98.7% of what he does, but at the same rate, I still want to let things play out and have a wait and see attitude.
Absolutely.
So I don't agree with him siding with certain people. I see he was a little too quick on that, but maybe he knows something I don't know. So I'm patient to see how that plays out.
Yeah, I trust him too. So I have wait and see because I don't want to jump on everything just because somebody else said it and blah, blah, blah. So I just wait and see. Amazing.
Absolutely. And what I really want to call you for is to wish you well. We had talked about before, just something to consider, something to sip on, as far as you drinking more alkaline water.
And what's the difference between alkaline water and regular water?
So glad you asked. We have a natural pH in our body, Jesse. If you get your blood, and I'm 100% with you on the doctors. They're not to be trusted. There's no money in the cure. There's only money in the medicine.
Yeah.
And my dad was a physician for 40 years at the university here in Cincinnati, and he doesn't even trust the doctors, if that tells you anything.
Yeah.
So we have everything that we
Are
need
to recover.
Are
you on a speakerphone or something?
No, I'm actually on headphones. Can you hear me okay?
I can, but it's a little noisy.
Muffly.
Yeah, can you take it off?
Yeah, I can put you on a speakerphone. That would be my other choice.
No. Can you hold on a minute? I'm gonna let Derek work with that. See if you can just be on like a regular phone. I'll come back to you. Let me go to first time call out of Chicago. Is it Keisha there? Keisha out of Chicago.
Good morning, Jesse.
Good morning, Keisha.
How are you?
All is well. You're on the air.
Amazing. Okay, so I was just sharing that I had deviated from religion, but yesterday I decided to attend my mother's 100 year at the church.
Uh-huh.
And it started out
pretty good. And then the guest speaker got up and started talking about how Trump is a liar and he's messing up the country. And I immediately got my purse and I walked out. So my mom was like, oh, the service was really good. I hate that you missed the whole thing. I was like, no thanks, Mom. And, you know, ever since I started really paying attention to politics and, you know, God has been dealing with me, opening up my heart. But that was really like a major turnoff. So what would you suggest when restarting my walk? How do I maneuver the black church? I'm going to just keep it real. In their attempt to get everybody on the plantation and, you know, the things that stated are not in line with the word of God. How do you maneuver that?
When you say maneuver, what do you mean maneuver?
So you want to be part of the family, you know, your church family. I'm not even sure if the pastor aligns with whatever the message was, because this was a guest pastor. But if that's going to be the consensus every time I go into a church where my family is a part of, I really don't want to be a part of that.
I got you. What you do, what I highly recommend, really, is that you quietly work on you, on yourself, overcoming the illusionary self, and then don't be angry at anybody in your family or any of your so-called friends or the church or the pastor or anyone. Leave them in their hell, and if you all happen to be around, you don't have to go to their church, first of all. You can hang out with your mother without going to church, right? But don't, when you're around them, just see, and you will see it clearly, that they're not working on themselves, but leave them in their hell. Don't try to save them. Don't try to bring them out. Don't judge them because they cannot see. And you just quietly, if you want to hang out with your mother or anyone, just hang out. But don't judge them. You'll be fine.
Thank you, Jesse.
Yeah, just realize they don't want to be out of their misery. So leave them in their misery, but don't judge it.
Amazing.
So you went to your mother's 100-year church?
Yeah, this was a great celebration.
Is the church 100 years old or your mother?
The church. And I thought that was an awesome opportunity to talk about anything else biblical.
Right.
And here he goes.
Yeah.
Talking about Trump.
Yeah. That's amazing.
Said, okay. Yeah. Isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But just don't judge him. And again, if you don't want to fellowship in that kind of environment, you don't have to. But leave them in there, in their misery, and you just quietly work on you.
All right. Will do. Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome. Good to talk to you.
All right.
Amazing. 888-775-3773. Let me ask, see if Charles... Ready? Charles, because I'm trying to tell me the difference between alkaline water and regular water.
It's all about the pH. So we have a natural pH that's alkaline. We need to eat things and consume things that have a natural alkaline pH as well, too. And then when you have a higher pH, it's going to reduce the mucus in your body, which will provide more clarity. I would actually start off, you need someone to help you with like your meal prep, but definitely drink more water. For you at your age, I would recommend like a salad in the morning for breakfast. Maybe you could put like some cashews or some nuts in there, and then also like a shake with a little protein in it. It's easier to digest, and then also it's going to give you solid electric foods that'll help you move throughout the day.
What happens if you don't eat breakfast?
If you don't eat breakfast, and if you're taking vitamins, you're going to start getting lightheaded. You're going to start feeling a little weak and kind of out of it.
Oh.
So you definitely need those nutrients early in the morning. And it's something just really light. You know, as you get older, you want to consume like lighter foods, shakes, salads, things like that. But just make sure the foods are electric. But most importantly, Jesse, what are you 70% of?
What?
What are you 70% of matter-wise?
Water.
We know you're divine, but you're matter-wise, you're 70%. Exactly. And tell Hake to remind you this. He seems like a water type of guy. I could see it in his hair.
He got good hair.
You got the water slick hair. I like it.
Yeah, absolutely. But,
you definitely want to drink alkaline water. So ice, lemons. You're in California. It's hot. And just keep that close by and get a good maybe copper container or stainless steel to make sure your water stays at a certain pH as well, too.
Right on. Charles, don't hang up. I want to get your number. I'm going to call you. Derek, write down Charles' contact information. And, Charles, I'm going to call you, all right, because of time. Thank you, buddy. I'm going to drink some alkaline and everything. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chat.
Write down his number for me, Derek.
Madeline bought a coffee over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk. Yay! Mimi saw the light. So glad she came home. Thank you, Jesus and Jesse. Loving emojis.
What happened?
Mimi saw the light. She came home.
I know Mimi is back and on fire. Thank you.
Not Archangel Gabriel bought a coffee. Glad you're okay, Jesse. In my mind, I was like, why, Lord? Why? Did Jesse go?
Why, Jesse, Lord? Thank you.
But I was able to remain present. Even if you did die on stage, I was still trying to have no thought about it.
Down stage.
He was definitely thinking about it.
I can imagine, though. Thank you.
Thanks for not dropping your body just yet, Maine.
Right on.
Shout out to Anchor Baby catching you with that energy given to him by God.
Right on.
Matt.
Thank you.
More from Madeline Five Coffees. Sending love to the JLP team. Y'all doing God's work. Nick, Hake, Derek, anyone I miss? Love you all, alphas. God bless you, Jesse.
Thank you, and thanks for your support, for helping us to help us. Thank you, really.
Bill, Doug, Omid, Daniel.
Omid, Doug, Daniel, and all them. Oh, amazing, the producer of the FallenState.tv.
Adam bought a coffee. Jesse died and rose again, just like Jesus. What manner of man is this? LOL. Seriously, glad you're okay, Jesse.
Thank you. Heart. I appreciate it. Thank you.
T. Smith, coffee. On Cash App.
Thank you.
Anthony, Whoopi says, I'm impressed. Now, where's my limo?
That is so funny. Whoopi Goldberg is a mess. I'm impressed. She reminds me of Big Mama Michelle. They have everything materially, and they still complaining. Victimhood. What a mess. They're complaining, though, because they need the blacks to be complaining so they can use them, really. That's what it's all about. Amazing. Thank you.
Jay Cricket got a better wig. There goes the budget.
Jasmine Cricket. Amazing.
The XYZ generation's a very strange brew. Not all, says Anthony.
Nice. Amazing. Thank you, Anthony.
Christopher says, take it easy, Jesse. Can we get you a rocking chair?
I ain't standing up no more, that's for sure.
Take your health seriously. You're not a spring chicken, Jesse, says JJ.
It's amazing, too. I was thinking about the body. It's weird. Well, I was thinking about the body. The body is like an automobile. It falls apart. You have to repair it. And it's interesting. But I don't feel ill. That's what's so weird about it. I feel fine. I work out, everything. And so it's like it happened to whatever's going on. It happened to my body, but not to me. It's crazy how that is. Amazing, but thank you.
Lori, Three Coffees, glad to see you finish church strong, Jesse, and nice catch, Nick. Thank God Nick was staying present in church.
Fight, fight, fight.
My whole body felt stabbed when I watched you go down, Jesse, because I believed the thoughts that something was really wrong, but all is well, no matter what. Love you.
Absolutely. Amazing. Thank you.
Ariadne, J, Anchor Hero, fight, fight, fight.
Fight, fight, fight. Thank you, Anchor Baby, the football player.
Indeed. And thank you, Ariadne J, for your three coffees. And we'll have to read more of your super chats later, guys.
Let me take a quick break. I'll be right back. Check out Punchy's Coffee. I have my own coffee now. Punchy Coffee is good. Every bag is roasted to order. Freshest flavor, top quality, specialty grade beans. Good. Every dime goes back to Bar, my nonprofit. And we are rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. So when you're drinking coffee and enjoying it, just know you're helping somebody. Amazing coffee. Punchy has his own coffee now. What the? And it's so good. All the way from the plantation to my own coffee. Who would have thought? Did that coffee come from the plantation? Did I pick my own coffee? Check it out. Go to RebuildingTheMan.com, RebuildingTheMan.com/stores, and get Punchy's coffee. Welcome back. 888-77-5373-888-77-JESSE. Couple quick announcements. Support us on social media. Like, follow, ring the bell, and subscribe. All right? We're on peel.net/JesseLeePeterson. Peel.net/JesseLeePeterson. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. Jesse Lee Peterson on Instagram. JLP Talk on X. Cozy.tv/JLP, where Christ is King. And Rumble.com/JesseLeePeterson. All right. And for a personal shout out, I will do them for you. Go to whatever the shout out is. Congratulations. Just happy birthday, encouragement, whatever the shout out is, go to Cameo, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson, CAMEO.com/JesseLeePeterson. And one more thing, get your White History Month t-shirts now. You can order them now. That way you will have them in time. July is White History Month. I was 7 years of celebrating White History just this coming July, because July just feels white. And so get your White History Month t-shirt. Go to JesseLeePeterson.shop. Hurry, hurry, hurry. Run. Don't walk. And don't forget to remind Donald Trump, the great white hope, to recognize July as White History Month. Let him know this is our 7th year, right, of celebrating. He keep telling me 8, but I believe it's 7.
No, I think it's 8th year.
I mean, it's 8. He keep telling me it's 9.
Oh, he told you once, and I admitted I was wrong. Let's see, 2018 is the first year. 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 3, 4, 5, 8th year.
8th year. That's amazing. 8 years gone by. 8 years gone by like
7
that.
Years gone by. This is the 8th year.
I mean, yeah, 7 years gone by that fast. And we're celebrating July, White History Month, come July. So go to JesseLeePeterson.shop and get your White History Month t-shirts. They are available. Oh, amazing. I want to go to Ashley out of Nevada. Oh, in Nevada.
That's right.
Some people say Nevada and some say Nevada?
Nevada is what New Yorkers say.
Oh. Why do I say Nevada?
Because you listen to Fox News sometimes.
Oh. Ashley, you're on the air.
Hey. Hey, Jesse. Thank you for taking my call.
Yes, sir.
The last time I talked to you, I was undecisive about whether I wanted to continue working graveyard or I wanted to do day shift.
Uh-huh.
And I was going to call you back. It's been a few weeks. But I I went with overnight shift.
Oh, you went with midnight shift?
Yeah.
Oh, I mean, like graveyard shift?
Graveyard, working the 4 days and being off.
Right on.
3 days. So,
and what made you decide to go with that way?
Because I like being off for 3 days.
Right on.
You know.
So how does it feel to make a decision and be let that be?
It feels good, and I you know, I let that, you know, that I keep it in my head, like, you know, you make a decision, you know,
yes.
don't be like that, you know.
That's right.
Make a decision, stick with it, and just see it through.
Do what's in front of you. That's right, man. Do what's in front of you, and don't think about the outcome at all. Just take advantage of the opportunity. Don't be double-minded. Just do what's in front of you.
Yep. And I go ahead.
Congratulations, man.
Thank you, Jesse. And also, so, like, and then I talked to you, like, months ago. So I'm the ex-transgender that was still living with his mom at 40. You know, so, like, so the other update is, so, like, I got my own apartment now. And, like, I'm practically moved in. Like, I got my own apartment with nothing. Like, I had no furniture, no nothing. So I had to buy, like, stuff, you know. So it's like I was in a rush to get out, but then it's kind of been slow getting out.
Right
on.
Yeah, take your time and let it happen naturally.
Right. And, like, I'm buying things that I can afford. Like, you know, before, like, I used to just waste money and have my eyes bigger than the reality of, you know, what I can afford. And, you know, trying to, I guess it was my ego.
Yeah.
You know, just trying to fulfill that, you know, oh, I'm somebody and I want other people to think I'm somebody. So it's, oh, let me get this, let me get that. So it's like, it's different and it feels good.
Right.
And like, I didn't like seeing you like that, Jesse. Like, oh my God.
When I fell out.
Yeah, because, like,
I was so like, what
night,
the?
Yeah. And, like, so it was like I watched church on Sunday, but I fell asleep because I was, you know, trying to rest up and get ready for work. So I didn't watch it all the way through. And when I got to work, I saw, you know, they had made a special post on the Bond channel. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? No. But I'm so glad you're okay.
I'm so glad you're okay. Yeah.
Because you have really, like, you've been the light to take my life into the direction, change my life, save my life. And I'm a totally different person. Like, it's unbelievable, you know? It's unbelievable.
Well, if you stay with it, do the silent prayer, and just watch those thoughts and emotions, and don't call them you. And then in living just one day at a time, one step at a time, you have not seen anything yet. It only gets better, man. So stay with it.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, amazing. You're getting your life together. It's working out. And don't compare yourself to anyone. Don't try to be like anyone. Don't be in a hurry with anyone. You just be you. Keep it simple.
Yeah, nothing is that important.
That's right. Nothing, man. Nothing is that important. You just take and live your life in a simple way.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Well, thank you so much. Yeah.
A nice update, man. Keep me in touch.
I will. I really appreciate you. Thank you so much.
All right, buddy.
Yep. I will. Take care.
All right, you too. You can change if you want, folks, or you can stay in your hair. Really. And anyone that has anger is in hell. And as I mentioned yesterday in fellowship, I realized, because I talked to a lot of people, counseling with men and women around the world by phone, Skype, or walk-in. Well, it's not Skype anymore. It's Zoom. Zoom. I like to fly away. Zoom. And if you want an appointment, go to rebuildingaman.com, rebuildingaman.com, or call 1-800-411-BOND, 800-411-2663. And I realized, Because I wonder, I used to wonder, I'm telling people, and Christ told them too, so my message is from him, that in order to enter into perfect peace, the kingdom of heaven were there, and that's where perfect peace is, that you got to forgive. You got to stop being angry. And I tell people that all the time. Everywhere I go, if anyone bring up anything, I'm like, drop the anger, you'll be fine. And most people, not all, but most won't drop it. And I was like, wonder, why is it that won't drop the anger? And what I finally realized, given to me by the Father to understand, is that people with anger, they see that as an identity. It's another form of identity. They think, and they identify with their anger, so they believe that they are the anger. And they think that they have to live life that way. They say anger is a defense. Even though it destroys them, their children, if they have children, their relationships, and everything. But they identify with anger. And if you notice, the moment you say something to them, they get angry, just like that. And you can't tell them that they're angry. You're angry. I'm angry. And it's a thrill. I want you to notice. I encourage you to notice. Next time you get angry, notice how you're getting a thrill from it. You may call it a bad thrill or whatever, but it's still a thrill. And in that thrill is your false sense of identity. You believe you're the anger. Who will I be if I'm not angry? People will walk all over me if I'm not angry. How will I be strong if I'm not angry? Not knowing you're weak. Isn't that amazing? And they love revenge. Angry people love to try to hurt other angry people or other people because they're evil, right? But it's an identity. You want to do what you want, but I recommend, as Christ said, you don't have to be who you are anymore. I recommend you drop all identities. Don't identify with anything or anyone. Don't call them you. And you shall be free. Really? But I understand most people don't want it. So it's up to you. Michael is the first time called out of New York. Michael, you're on the air.
Hey, Beta. How you feeling?
Oh, much better, man. Hey. I feel I like a beta.
That's good, though.
What?
So, I always laugh at angry people, man.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
They run for their guns and their knives to get their ass locked up.
Yeah.
I laugh at them. You know?
It's amazing how people have been, even the Christians, have been taught to love their anger. The anger is good. You know what? I'm going to have to go. Hold on a minute, because you got so much noise in the background, Michael. Don't hang up. I'm going to let the... I don't know if that fire truck coming for me or not. Hold on. Let me go to Jackie, our first time caller out of Southern California. Jackie, you're on the air. Hey, Jackie.
I'm glad to speak with you.
Yes.
I started listening not too long ago, and I have been puzzling over your encouragement for people to ask forgiveness from their mother.
Well, not to ask for forgiveness, but to forgive them.
Forgive them, yeah.
Yes.
And I'm a mother, and I was thinking, well, what have I done to my son? My son's 29 years old. And so I've been thinking for a while about this, about what I needed to ask him to forgive me for, apologize for. And
yes.
Then I finally figured it out that as a mother, a lot of my mothering has been manipulation and coercion, and trying to get him to do what I thought was best for him to do.
Yeah.
And what course in life I thought he should take, and passing judgment on his, you know, recreation and friends. And I almost don't even know him as a person. Instead, he's just always been my son and someone to, you know, manipulate, basically, is what a lot of my mothering is. So last week I sent him a text and apologized for, you know, always treating him like a child and for the manipulation and coercion. And I told him I was proud of him and I just trusted his decisions in life. And he was so sweet back to me. So that's been very good. But I also felt a great relief because he wasn't my responsibility anymore.
Yes, absolutely.
And so anyway, I just thought that I should let you know that your words are hitting their mark and making the place, the world better. Thank you.
You're welcome. And you stay with it, stay with it, stay with it. And what you describe as manipulation, all mothers do that to the boys and the girls. Yeah. And they pretend that is love. I'm your mother. I love you. When in reality, mm-hmm. they are manipulating and controlling you. And as mm-hmm. a result, they make your life miserable. When you grow up and go out to try to live, it's difficult because they have imposed their will on the children and set mm-hmm. them up to suffer and fail in life.
You know, it's so true, and I'm a very strong person, and I have done some real miserable things to my son.
Yeah,
and just hit him with my anger.
Yes,
because he wasn't doing what I thought. And I remember one time when he was in high school, and I think the schooling, especially for boys, is very boring, and he wasn't achieving like I thought he should achieve.
Yeah.
And he came home with a D in Italian, which means he wasn't going to get into a university. And, I just hit the roof, and I stomped upstairs in the morning before school and slammed. And I took the door off his door off the hinges, and I cleaned his room of Legos. And I'm like, you need to get your grades up. And because I thought I could, with a force of will, force him to get the grades I thought he needed to have the career that I wanted him to have. And now I look back at that, you know, that rage, and I'm just, you know, appalled and have been working diligently to become aware of my emotions and, you know, and life has just gotten so much more peaceful
for
everyone around me.
Christ said that in order for us to be free, we must confess our sin. And the sin is playing God. And anyone that has anger play God. They think they know right and wrong. And so they use that to play God when it's really separating you from God to be your own God. And that's why you bring hell up on the earth, because you are playing God. But when you can see that you're wrong, as you have done, then God forgive you, and he bring you into the kingdom of heaven where it's perfect peace. So you're on your way. Be patient. It gets better for you.
Thank you. I'll keep listening.
Where was his father that he didn't stop you from doing that to your son?
You know, his father and I divorced last year, unfortunately, after 27 years. And his father, and I'm a mechanical engineer, you know, entrepreneur.
Oh, God.
Conservator for my brother. You know, I build homes. I took down City Hall because they falsely arrested me, and I stopped a corruption. So I'm a very big force of will, and as I became more and more competent, my husband relinquished more and more of the responsibility, and eventually quit working. I lost respect for him.
Yeah.
He and you know, so what should have been, you know, true love, you know, dissolved in resentment and anger, and so that's where we are now. And and you know, now looking back, I can see how my emotions and my at one point my husband started boycotting my birthdays as kind of a petty meanness, and my trigger is abandonment, and that's why I'm an overachiever, I think, because I've always done things to, you know, get acceptance and, or have people need me.
Yeah.
Go
ahead. And so what?
And so now, and so when my husband started doing this, I became so resentful and angry at him. And instead of understanding that he was limited, he doesn't even know now, I don't think. He's not really aware. Anyway. But now after, let me try and get control of this emotion. But now in hindsight, you know, because it's been, we were separated for 6 years before we finally got the divorce. And I wonder now, looking back, if I could have changed our course or just accepted and, you know, had more compassion for him instead of judging him. And again, you know, I wanted him to treat me like I thought I deserved to be treated. And, you know, I wanted him to work and take responsibility and stuff. And so I tried to, you know, forcing and manipulating that to happen, but maybe...
You're trying to make him be what you want him to be in the same way you're trying to make your son be what you wanted him to be.
Right, yeah.
Have you forgiven your mother?
Yes, I have. You know, my mom died of cirrhosis of the liver, I think, from a broken heart, and had a very turbulent household, and my parents are immigrants also, so we don't have any other family here in the States, and so we're kind of isolated. And but my mother had a drinking problem, and I always my dad's an engineer, I became an engineer, and I always looked at my mother with contempt.
Yeah.
Because I thought she was weak and
or a mess.
I know, yeah.
So have you apologized to your husband for being so dominating and out of control? Now that you understand, have you apologized to him?
I did in a brief way, because he's done some shitty things right now. I did.
Are you able to hold on for a minute? Let me take a break.
Yes, thank you.
All right, hold on. I got to take a quick break. The hate news coming in, not the fake news. I'll be back in a moment. One more hour. Anytime you have situations happening in your life, always be still. Don't overreact. Most of the people that I know, they say, oh, I know Jesus. I love Jesus. I'm an observer. And as soon as something don't go their way, they get mad. And I'm like, what the? If you overreact, folks, remember to do that. Don't overreact. And when you get mad, it's your problem. It ain't your wife's problem, your husband's problem, your neighbor, your friend, your preacher, your teacher. It's your problem. Why you think you tick? It didn't go your way or the way you think it should go. Don't have a way you think it should go. Let life just happen. Thoughts make you think that life should go the way you want it to go. And if it doesn't, if someone don't do or say or act the way you think they should act, you hate them. And then you blame them for being mad. It's the darndest thing I ever seen, but it's amazing to see it. So relax.
A whole lot of mess going on in the world. AOC, Sandy Cortez, she's all staring all big-eyed as Mahmoud Khalil is now free by some judge. That's that pro-Palestinian activist from one of those Ivy League schools. I forget which one. And the Ten Commandments are unconstitutional when mandated to be displayed in school classrooms in Louisiana, according to some judge. And a Texas governor had just signed a bill saying we got to display the Ten Commandments in the classrooms. It's ridiculous. And John Jones retiring at 37. What a mess. That's that guy he's black and he's an MMA fighter. I barely heard of him. Now he's retiring at 37. Congratulations. He's the best, I hear. And 55% of Americans want $200,000 a year to be free. And the sea urchins are eating up the coral reefs in Hawaii, they say. And Bernie Sanders, you know, the phony guy, just phony socialist guy from Vermont, old guy, talking about no more war, a silly do-nothing. This is the end of hour two already of the Jesse Lee Peterson Show. It is Monday, Female Monday. Everybody loves Mondays, and everybody should love females. It's Monday, June 23rd, AD 2025, and there is one line open. You can call in right now. You can call in 888-77-JESSE, 1-888-775-3773. But Commie Nonsense Network, CNN reports, Palestinian activist Mahmoud Khalil reunited with his wife and met his newborn son for the first time after being detained for 140 days at an ICE facility in Louisiana. A so-called judge ordered Khalil's release on bail Friday after finding he was not a flight risk or a danger to public safety. Columbia University, that's what it was, Columbia University graduate played a central role in negotiations on behalf of the pro-Palestinian student protesters last year. Give me a break, huh? Although he is a lawful permanent resident, claims CNN, and is married to a so-called U.S. citizen, Khalil was one of the first people the Trump administration arrested in the crackdown on student activists, rioters. And Trump and his administration, they chose the wrong person for this, he said. That doesn't mean there's a right for person for this, he said. There's no right person who should be detained for actually protesting a genocide, Lord, for protesting their university. And a panel of three federal appellate so-called judges ruled Friday that a Louisiana law requiring the Ten Commandments be posted in public school classrooms, they called it unconstitutional. Quote, this is a resounding victory for the separation of church and public education, said this woman, Heather L. Weaver, an attorney with the ACLU, the Un-American so-called Civil Liberties Union. Quote, the Fifth Circuit has held Louisiana accountable to a core constitutional promise. Public schools are not Sunday schools, and they must welcome all students regardless of faith, unquote. What does that have to do with it? Over the weekend, Texas Governor Greg Abbott signed a similar bill, though, requiring the Ten Commandments be displayed in all public school classrooms. So we'll see what happens. He also signed legislation allowing school districts to provide students and staff with daily voluntary period of prayer or time to read religious texts during school hours. And John Jones, John Jones, age 37, laid claim to being the greatest mixed martial arts fighter of all time, according to Commie Nonsense Network, CNN, announced his retirement over the weekend. Congrats, man. Might as well quit while you're ahead, right? And 55% of Americans claim that they would need to make $200,000 or more per year to feel rich and slash attain financial freedom, according to some survey. And Kelly J. Van Woosik, studying the exploding population of sea urchins in Honaunau Bay in Hawaii, said that the sea urchins are eating up the coral reef over there. That's not good, I guess. I'm James Hake. Now back to JLP, Hour 3. Thank you.
to stand up strong, face the truth about themselves, to understand what went wrong. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way. I know we can find a way to stand up. Stand up. Stand up.
Uniting the races with truth, instead of dividing them with lies. We're also rebuilding the family by rebuilding the man. I'm Jesse Lee Peterson. Welcome to the third hour of the show today. You can get involved by calling 888-7753-773. 888-77-Jesse. Amazing. No biblical question? 888-7753-773. No biblical question today. You can listen to the show if you're running around on your iPhone or iPad. You can podcast, but you can be listening by calling the listen line on TalkStream Live at 605-615-4131. 605-615-4131. And to donate, have your comments read out loud, go to buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk, or bond JLP cash app, bond JLP cash app. All right. It's Monday. It's the third hour of Monday. We take all calls, but because Monday is Female Monday, we take the ladies first because it's Female Monday. All my life, I had to fight.
I like to make men uncomfortable.
All my life I had to fight.
Let women take over.
Some of us believe that women are getting paid less than men.
I proudly say I'm a feminist. Thank you.
Deep in their soul, they want to be home with those babies. We've been lied to for so long.
Wake up, folks. You are asleep, and you can wake up if you want to. It's up to you. I want to go quickly back to Jackie, a first-time call out of Southern California, and she apologized to her son, and she started to wake up. She's feeling better now. She realized she was controlling him to try to make him be, as his mother, what she wanted him to be. And it's amazing, educated and everything. Jackie, so I ask, did you apologize to your husband, and you say?
Yes.
And so you went to him, and what happened?
I didn't go to him because our relationship is not good right now, but I did send him a text message saying, I know now that you didn't mean this to happen, meaning our divorce.
Right.
And I've lost my anger at dealing. My anger at him has largely evaporated. I still have moments of pain, you know, like crying and weeping, but I've apologized to him. I don't think he did mean this to happen.
No.
If we could relive it, it could play out in a different manner.
Yeah.
You know, in hindsight, but what I have now is also okay. I'm making it okay.
Yes, absolutely. And don't look back. You're forgiven for what has happened, and you realize it wasn't you. And so whatever happened then. And all you have right now is right now. So if you do the silent prayer and practice staying present, it's just going to only get better for you. You will be free, and you will have an amazing life.
Thank you, Jesse. Thank you for what you do.
You're welcome. Are you doing the silent prayer yet?
I'm doing a lot of meditating, and I'm being very present. I've learned that if I fantasize the future or live in the past, I'm very unhappy.
Yes.
But if I'm right here in the present, and if I quit trying to control things and just realize that whatever I need, you know, will be presented to me at the time that I need it. And
absolutely.
So my job is, if I can stay present, then I can be aware of the small miracles that God is, or Jesus, or the higher power is presenting to me. And it's so amazing. Manifestations, you know, is a word I learned. And but I'm using a lot of visualization. Because I'm so capable, I have been very judgmental my life. Oh, I can do that. Then it means you can do that. But I've been humbled, and I've really been practicing being present and not judging people, and instead noticing the light of the world inside of everybody, even ugly or mean people and good people. Each of us that is living has the light of the world that we've been gifted with, and that's what is, can't be sullied or corrupted. And so I've been practicing just being aware.
Yeah, you stay present. Just stay present.
Thank you.
Go about your life. You go to work, but avoid as much as possible thinking about the past or the future, because life is in the present. It's not in the past. It's not in the future. That doesn't even exist. So just stay with it, Jackie, and you'll only get better.
Thanks, Jesse. And you're my male voice of wisdom that I'm turning to. I don't have males in my life right now, or none that are worthy of, you know, respect and wisdom. And so your voice in other men is what I'm turning to for, you know, for guidance and comfort. You know, it gives me hope. And so thank you for that.
And you stay with it. You're welcome, and stay with it, stay with it, stay with it, all right? Good to hear from you.
God bless you.
You too, thank you. Amazing. Really. You don't have to be you anymore. Any longer. You don't have to be you. I played this for you before, but I just want to ask and remind you, what will you, even though we don't know until we're in this situation now, we can assume what we'll do, but it's always better not to assume, but to have a wait and see about everything. Have a wait and see about everything. Don't be double-minded, right? But I want you to see what can happen to you when you're weak, when you're beta male, or beta female in life. Here's a woman publicly humiliating her boyfriend for not buying a first-class plane ticket. Watch this.
It's our first trip together. Oh, hey, everybody in first class. I thought he was getting us first class tickets, but he lied. Look, we all the way at 38B. But at least it's our first trip. He's trying. Look at him. Aww. Look at y'all in first class. Oh, it must be nice. Look at y'all. Separate. They gave y'all water already.
That's so crazy. Yeah, we've seen this one.
Yeah, we played it before.
But watching it a second time, because now we know that they're kind of famous for doing skits.
Yeah.
It's still pretty hilarious that everybody in that, all the passengers were so willing to laugh so hard.
Yeah. What a mess. And women love humiliating men. They love it. It gives them a false sense of life. And I wonder if they were afraid not to laugh. Or the boy, was he afraid not to laugh? You know why people are afraid of the blacks? They'll laugh when they don't even want to laugh. If your girl, I don't like doing if, but just for conversation's sake, if your woman were doing that to you, your girlfriend, would you, how would you deal with that?
I'd turn around.
I was going to ask, would you walk off the plane?
I'm the type. I think I would. I think I'd turn around. I'd be happy to lose hundreds of dollars to turn around on that.
Or maybe go out to the counter and get your money back from her ticket and then tell them to take her off the plane and you continue the trip. How about that one?
That's amazing. If you could do it.
Yeah. Amazing. One other thing I want to show you, then I get back to your calls and super chats. I want you to know there's no love in human beings for one another. Every angry person, everything you do is about you. It's never about your children, your wife or your husband, your so-called friends, or anything. It's always about you. It's impossible. Impossible. That's what you are to me. Impossible, yeah. It's impossible for you to have any concern about anyone else when you're angry. Because your nature is evil. And evil is only about evil. The devil and devils are only about devils. They have no love, no insight, just hate, just darkness. And here's a perfect example of that. From NBC Chicago, two members of Congress tried to tour Chicago ICE subcontractor on Tuesday, while two National Guardmen accompanied their mother to an appointment there. Watch this from NBC Chicago.
It was such an interesting day that congressmen and that they did not intersect, planning to intersect, but no arrests were made. The Chicago police escorted the two congressmen, Raja Krishnamoorthy and Jonathan Jackson, out of the office. And as they were there, a suburban mother arrived after receiving a text message to report there for an immigration check-in. These two brothers, members of the National Guard, accompanied their mother after she received a text message to report to this ICE check-in facility in the South Loop. Their mother has a work permit, has lived in the area for more than 20 years.
Well, the main reason we came here is for our mother. We fear that she might get taken into custody. There's been reports of that. They get a text or an appointment. They have to come in, and they end up getting detained.
At the same facility, Congressman Raja Krishnamoorthy and Jonathan Jackson show up unannounced for an oversight review. The office is run by an ICE subcontractor.
To get people to come in only to be snatched away is wrong.
People have a right to habeas corpus. We're asking for the law to be enforced. We're not asking for Mr. Trump to do this whimsically.
Amazing. They're not doing that for those people. They're doing it for themselves. That's why they hold a press conference. Why hold a press conference if it's for them? Why you need to try to get some glory? I want you to get to know yourself, and you're going to see everything you have done, everything you are doing is about you. And that's all these people are about. I remember this Jesse Jackson's boy. This is a guy that I was at a meeting with Jesse Jackson and all these people, a Toyota meeting. And this guy's the one that attacked me, Jonathan Jackson there. And we took him to court, Jesse Jackson and this guy. What a mess! It's all about themselves. It's not about the people. And they got mad at me because I said to Toyota that we wanted to deal with them on our own because I don't agree with anything that Jesse Jackson and NAACP and these people about at a Toyota meeting. And Jackson went off. This guy got mad. I was standing at the coffee table there, and he came over and hit me. and Judge Greg Matthew yelling and screaming at me. I felt like I was a black Klans meeting. I'm like, what the? So we ended up taking him to court. But it's the same guy. He a beta. But they are about themselves, folks. They are doing this for themselves, pretending that they care about the illegal aliens. They don't. Just like you don't care about anyone when you're angry. It's all for you. Like the mother explained just now, it's about her. It wasn't about her son. Two congressmen and two National Guardsmen were later kicked out of the ICE facility. Watch this.
They were finally able to get inside, and later Krishnamoorthy, who was a Democratic candidate for the U.S. Senate, posted on Facebook this exchange with those in charge.
You're an officer with ICE?
You have with
an
ID? Can you see it?
I don't have to show that to you.
You don't have to show that.
I'm telling you to leave. I've already identified myself. I'm an officer with ICE.
Can you show me a badge or an ID?
You're not allowed to be here. Police are coming.
Quickly, two Chicago police officers did arrive, and about a half hour later, the congressman and the officers all walked out.
This is federally paid property. We should be able to conduct oversight here. My constituents have been summoned here through these scammy text messages.
The congressman spoke to the two brothers waiting for their mother, and some 3 hours after she arrived for her appointment, she and her sons left without any incident.
Amazing. All about illegal mama, right? And they told her, oh, they're so concerned. They're so concerned. Amazing. It's all about self. Be not deceived. They do not care one iota, even about the illegal aliens. They're trying to maintain and get votes. They're trying to get votes. And these two Marine guys, I mean, not Marine, but what are they called?
The National Guardsmen.
National Guardsmen. They should not be in the National Guardsmen if they're going to try to defend mama and mama broke the law. Grown men, mama controlling them, and they are in the National Guard. What the? Maybe they'll be let go of. And one last one. I wonder, do you think that this lawyer leaked his affair? He was a lawyer on June 19, 2025. A male lawyer arguing a case at a Colorado court of appeal accidentally called a judge, honey. honey, causing an awkward moment. Watch this for Max.
Wasn't pursued it, but this could have been three separate.
Okay, but it wasn't three separate. Let's go with what happened in the case.
But honey, oh my God, I'm sorry, Your Honor. That I don't know what to say to that. I apologize.
Okay, go ahead.
The question here is what happened. I'm sorry, I've just been totally thrown by
I can imagine. I'm a little thrown by that also, if I'm being honest.
Your Honor, I don't know what to say. It's just a...
Okay, well, go ahead. You've only got a minute and 7 seconds left.
The question here...
What do I was saying, honey? Oh, honey! What's wrong with that, Nick?
Well... It's not her honey. It's not his honey.
Unless, what is it?
That's what? The judge.
Oh.
That was the judge.
Maybe he thought he was arguing with his wife?
Maybe it felt like that, you know? Because it's, <'cause> it's no, I'm telling you to tell me this. And he's like, honey, calm down. Oh, oops. Either it really was his honey and he revealed it, or it just felt like his wife. It reminded him.
She was tick. Call me, honey. I'm the judge. You gotta say, Your Honor. My ego is so high, you can't call me, honey. You call me, Your Honor. What the? 888. He was thrown off. I don't even think he recuperated from that. It didn't really look like a big deal to me, but I don't think he recuperated. Do you hate?
He's still tripping to this day, I bet.
Yeah.
It's so funny because they totally could have played it off like, oh, I don't know.
Right. This, oh, I'm sorry. It went on.
But they were not slick about it.
Mm-mm. And Jared said me this happened during an argument whether or not a violent sexual assault count as one act or count between, this happened during an argument whether or not a violent sexual assault counts as one act or can be broken into multiple acts. You're going toward up in front of a female judge? What? And call her honey? As you a blonde. Oh, Lord. No wonder he was scared. Anyway, 888-7753-773. I bet you he didn't get over that ever. Honey. I can hear him talking to if he had a wife like that. Honey, listen. Let me go to Dan, a first-time caller out of Wisconsin. Dan, you are on the air.
Jesse Lee Peterson, you are the man.
Hey, Dan.
It's so good to talk to you, Jesse. Wow. The main reason I called in is because I'd like to offer some time when you have some time off there. I like the comment from the guy who suggested drinking alkaline water. That's a really, really good idea. So I didn't want to take a bunch of time on the air, but that's the main reason I called, just because we got to keep you around for a long time. You are helping so many people. And yeah, that's the main reason I called.
I appreciate it. And, why is alkaline water better than regular water?
Well, alkaline water is one of many things I also would support as a health coach or someone who would just try and help people. I had my own little battle with some issues health-wise. And, you know, as we age, our body doesn't produce the things it used to.
Right.
Glutathione is one example. That's our body's natural antioxidant, and as we age, it doesn't produce that anymore. So that's why we do need to supplement if we want to be the strongest, best version of ourselves, and prevent unnecessary diseases, you know, inflammation and other things going on in our body, again, as we age. I'm 64, so I'm a little younger than you, but I can relate. I feel great. I work out every day like you. I don't feel any pain except right. When I'm overexerting myself. You know, if you know how it is, if you work really hard at the gym and you've done some muscle group you haven't, that's good inflammation though. That's because you're building new muscle. But I'm talking about preventing disease, and you need to supplement to do that. And God has provided us with everything we need, as you know, inside. And that includes our body's ability to heal itself if given the right nutrition. So alkaline water is one of those things, but there's a number of other things that are just good common sense, in my opinion.
And let me ask, like when I was growing up in Alabama, the people and I, we all drank water from the well or from the creek. And those people lived long lives. Were there alkaline in that water or something?
No, the alkalinity, the pH of that water wasn't higher. You know, 7 is a neutral pH, and generally water that comes from the ground is going to be in that general neutral pH, 7.5. But the more alkaline, to be blunt, cancer cannot grow in an alkaline environment. See, that's why we want to get our bodies as alkaline or eat as much alkaline foods and drink alkaline beverages, which makes sense. But we literally cannot make our body alkaline. If we did, we would actually die. But that's a whole nother deeper conversation. So to answer your question, no, that was probably good, clean water, though, back in the day, back when you were down in Bama. That was good, clean water. Now there's all kinds of stuff, fluoride and other things that are in water that are definitely not good for us.
It's interesting. And then, yeah, I do want to talk to you more about it. So don't hang up. I'm going to get your contact information in a minute. But it's interesting in that I don't feel sick. I do notice that I work out 3 days a week, and then I have, you know, meetings not every night, but women's forum, Sunday meeting, radio show, Father's Day, and all that. And I feel a little energy gone away a little bit. And so I do miss some energy, though. I notice that.
Yeah, man. Well, you are doing amazing. And I don't like saying for your age. You are unbelievable. I can imagine your work schedule. And, you know, I would, again, as your friend, as your brother, I would try, and if you allowed me to, I'd want to ask a few questions like, how much sleep are you getting every day? Yes. How much water are you drinking every day? And what kind of foods are you eating, and what type of supplements are you taking just to keep you strong, to give you more energy? And as we age, man, there's no question that our energy levels go down. So anyways, I don't want to repeat myself, but that's kind of, I would love to talk to you more, Jesse. And words can't express, as you like to say, how valuable you are, my friend, but how many people you're helping. And your message just remains the same, like God, unchanging. It's the truth is the truth, and you just got to stay with it. You're a dear, dear man.
Well, hold on, Dan, and I'm going to call you and get more information on this. And I do appreciate, and I am going to drink that kind of water, the alkaline water for sure.
That's a good start. All right, Jesse. Keep doing what you're doing, my friend. God bless you. Thank you so much.
I will. Thank you, Dan. Hold on, and Derek will get your contact information. I will contact you. That's amazing. Let me go to AJ out of Georgia. Georgia on my mind. AJ, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse. How are you?
All is well, AJ.
Good. That's so good. It's so good to be able to speak with you again. Before I get into it, I was calling to follow up with you, and I have a question for myself and behalf of my husband as well.
Okay.
But I can't say it any better than Dan just did and everyone else who's been calling. My husband and I, we're so grateful for you, and we're glad that you're okay. Your guidance and teachings have been such a blessing to us. So, you know, just like everyone else feels, we need you around. If ever we needed you, Jesse, we need you now.
Amazing. Thank you. Thank you.
I just wanted to follow up from our first conversation. I had told you that you asked if I had forgiven my mom yet, and I told you we had some heart to heart. And my husband suggested that I just rewatch some of your videos and do it the right way, and shaking in my boots. And I realized, even though I thought I forgave her, I felt this fear, like, why is it so hard to just do it the right way, you know? So I did it, and it went really, really well. I'm glad I did. The issue has been trying to get in touch with my dad, and it kind of goes along with the question my husband wanted to ask, because his parents are dead. And so we've watched a few of your videos on, you know, how to forgive your parents if they're dead. Or...
do me a favor. Hold that thought. Let me take a quick break, and I'll come back to you, all right?
Okay.
Hold on. 888-77-JESSE. A quick break. Back in a moment. Trends and Chances now open on DLive and Stretch Offs on Peeled. Back in a moment. We have a counseling service, and I have to admit, thanks to God, it is the best counseling service on this side of heaven. I counsel with men and women, families, individuals around the world. most people are unhappy, they're miserable, they have rough lives, they're depressed, suicidal, young and old, of all races. I understand, I know why, and I do understand it. Because exactly what's happening in me is happening with everybody outside of me, inside of them. And I've noticed that with those who really, really, really want to understand, they overcome it just like that. Out of one counseling session. If you need counseling, you can go to rebuildingdemand.com or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. Best counseling service on this side of heaven. Okay, folks, welcome back. The Hate Report is coming up right after my show. The guy with the good hair, the Hake, HAKEReport.com, and you don't want to miss it. He's on fire. And after that, the American Anchor Baby. The American Anchor Baby, as y'all know now, energy given to him by God. He can run up on a stage and save you before you hit the floor. Superman power. Look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. No, it's Superman. The American Anchor Baby. At 11 a.m. Pacific time. You don't want to miss it, all right? And support us. We need your support. Go to rebuildingdemand.com/donate. RebuildingTheMan.com/donate. Nonprofit, you get tax deductible. Or call 800-411-2663. 800-411-BOND. B-O-N-D. I want to go back to AJ out of Georgia. AJ, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
No problem. So I wanted to ask, how do you go about, one, forgiving your parents if they're dead. And also, with my dad, I just have such a hard time trying to get in touch with him. We haven't spoken over since I was 16. So it's been quite a few years. And he's tried to get in touch with me over Facebook from time to time. And I've tried to get in touch with him. And I've given him my number and my little sister. She actually just randomly called me a few weeks ago and said that he, you know, ran into her mom and was just saying how I don't want to talk to him anymore over the years. And I'm like, that is so far beyond the truth, you know, and it made me really upset because I've been trying to get in touch with him. And I feel like this is a challenge. Like, if I don't get the chance to speak to him, how do I forgive him? It's almost making it a little harder to do so because he is alive.
Well, just by realizing, just as you cannot help yourself for the way you've been feeling and the way you've been acting all these years, angry, out of control, something else was driving you, but you didn't know at the time. This same thing is driving your father, your mother, and every human being on earth, and they cannot help themselves. They're possessed. And so if you can't go to him to apologize for resenting him, just realize he can help himself, and that will cause you to forgive him, and you'll be free.
Okay.
Yeah. The same spirit that's driving you is driving him.
Right. Okay. Okay. And I guess that would be the same for my husband and his parents. We're both doing the work, and you know, he's been sharing with me more about how he grew up and the dynamic between his parents and him and his mom and his dad. And I can see how, I guess, why he's
just establishing himself the way he is in our relationship, it makes a lot more sense. Because I've had issues with obeying him, to be honest. And that's because of the way I was raised. And yeah. I want to, you know, we want to do this right. And so I can tell he's trying to, I don't know if he's forgiven them or not, but
are they still living?
No, his parents are dead.
Yeah. Yeah. He have to, if he want to be free, you got to realize he became like them and something else is driving him. And because he's possessed, all human beings are possessed in the imagination, thoughts and things like that, and just realize they couldn't help themselves and that he's wrong for resenting them. And once he does that, God will make him free as well. But he got to want it. You cannot want that for him. You cannot make him do it. It's totally up to him, and he has to want it in order to be forgiven.
Right.
He can't make you want it, and you cannot make him want it. You just have to work on want it. You just have to work on yourself, because you are responsible for yourself spiritually, and he is responsible for himself. No other human being can do anything about it.
Right.
And,
okay.
And do the silent prayer. Stay with it, and just stay present, and it'll work on its own. Christ is the light, and you bring all your darkness to the light, and the light will destroy the darkness.
Yes. Yeah, I have to say, when we first talked, you asked if I was doing the silent prayer, and it was not as consistent, you know, at the time, and then I've been sticking with it. My husband's been reminding me. We both have been doing it, and it honestly has been so helpful. I was struggling with it at first, and some days I still do. I catch my thoughts, and I'm like, I'm realizing the thoughts, and then I get a little frustrated because of how many are flooding in, and it's like the stabs you talk about, and I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm getting stabbed over and over. But it's something about just being aware of them in general, and it's been a huge blessing. So thank you, Jesse. Thank you for everything, your guidance, and it means so much, honestly. It's a blessing.
Well, you stay with it, and it's the awareness that changes things. There's nothing you or I can do about anything in our lives, but to be aware is what changes everything. Right. So stay with it. Amazing.
Yes, sir. Amazing.
thank you, AJ.
Thank you, Jesse. Have a good day. God bless you.
And God bless you. Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to first-time caller, Amy. Out of Houston, Texas. Amy, you're on the air.
Hi, Jesse.
Hey, Amy.
Yesterday, you scared me so much. I just want to say I love you, and so many people really love you. I want to let you know that I wanted you to go to the hospital just to check, you know, to make sure, just to have a reading of maybe you need, I don't know, potassium or magnesium or whatever. You know, I just want to make sure you check up.
I am.
On yourself.
I'm going to do that because this is like the second time in a couple of years this has happened. It happened to me once here right on the radio show, and then again, and I don't know what that is. So I'm definitely going to go and find out, try to find out what it is. And thank you. I will.
Okay, and I wanted to say, I was kind of angry at the people that were asking questions after that. I wanted somebody to, first of all the men and Nick, I loved their reaction to you. I loved your reaction. I mean, you handled it well. But when people kept asking and talking to you as if they didn't see what just happened, you know, I wanted somebody to say, okay, Jesse, you know, answer the questions fast and then say, no, go to the hospital. And nobody did that. And I was so frustrated with that. And
I had to maintain my.
Uh-huh.
You had to what?
Maintain my anger. Like I had to notice how I was feeling.
Right.
Because I just wanted somebody to speak up. And I just felt that people were acting. Yeah, I know that, you know, the crew they weren't going to tell you to go to the hospital because Jesse would probably get upset. But you know, the members that were in church, I just wanted them to say, Jesse, you know, go to the hospital because we just saw what happened, you know. And
there were people who suggested that. As a matter of fact, they had called the fire truck thing, but I said, no, I'm fine. And then when I sat up, I continued the meeting. So it worked out perfectly.
Okay.
Yeah, but there were people suggesting that, absolutely.
All right. Well, that's all, Jesse. I love you, and take care.
I will. Thank you so much, Amy.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Bye now. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super
chats.
JV the Great bought 3 coffees over on buymeacoffee.com/JLP talk.
Thank you.
God bless you, Jesse, and your staff. Even in an unfortunate moment of you passing out, you still tried to make light of the situation.
What the? Fight.
Love you, man. Take care of yourself. Stay hydrated.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
All right, Hernandez, the 4th. 10 coffees, very generous. God bless the anchor, baby. Able to see what was happening. I got to admit, even seeing the thumbnail of the video posted at the bond made my heart drop. I literally had to tell myself to be still. Fight.
Absolutely. I know. Thank you.
Gregatron bought that non-pithy coffee that I sent along to you.
Gregor thought I got the message. I read it. Thank you. I totally appreciate it. Good advice. I appreciate it. Thank you.
Right on, Gregatron.
Yeah.
Someone bought our coffee. Hello, sir. I could be wrong. However, when people don't drink enough water, things like that happens. Sir, I truly believe you're dehydrated and need more water, even though you don't carry a jug. Drink more water.
I will. I am going to drink more water. And someone did call the paramedic, but I has told him, no, I don't need it. So thank you. Appreciate that.
Chris says, Jesse, I finally talked my wife into watching church Sunday. She was ahead of me on the stream a couple minutes. She comes downstairs to tell me, Jesse passed out. What the? Hope you're feeling well, Jesse.
Star. I am. Thank you. Appreciate it.
Chris says, Jesse passed out and still finishes service. They don't build them like that anymore. Jesse is one tough Nicaragua.
Nicaragua. Amazing. Thank you.
Orlando on Cash App. Thank God. Thanking God silently, you are still here. Amazing.
Amazing. Thank you.
Barrett, that really upset me seeing you like that. I'm glad you're doing okay. You need to slow down a bit. Love.
Yeah. I think that's a part of it, too. I work all the time. And then, so I do try to get a little rest, but I may need a little more and some water. So thank you.
Lin Yen Chin says, Lord, good hair. That's Hake. Tell Jesse I shall lead a contingency of black Hebrew Israelites, and henceforth I shall be known as Darth Rabbi.
Nice.
The black and slow shall be with me. Always the something like that. Thank you, Lin Yen Chin.
Thank you, amazing.
Sky Daddy 4444. Glad to see you're well, Jesse. Appreciate your work. Our Father is with you and above you.
Thank
praying,
you.
Pointing up.
Amazing. Thank you.
Commander Kim on Rumble. What manner of man is this? Trump got shot in the head. He picks up his shoes. Unlike Jesse. Uh-oh, Uncle Jesse passes out in church and stands up and start preaching at the end. What the? Love you, Jesse.
Amazing. Thank you. Amazing.
15 coffees from Gregory. Jesse, thank you for all you do, helping point me back. His staff obviously both loves you and respects you. Any tips on how you keep that bond so strong? No pun intended.
You keep it strong by not trying to keep it strong. Really. You just do what's in front of you. Without ideas or without a plan or anything, just do what's in front of you, and whatever will be, will be. I promise you that. So don't try to make anything happen. Just do what's in front of you. And don't have a double mind. Don't be double-minded by thinking about the outcome. Just do what's in front of you, and you will not regret it. It's amazing. Thank you.
Lin Yen Chin, white men in charge is only good when they are nostril breathers. Mouth breathers are subhuman, regardless of color. Just gasp-ridden suffix abusers.
Okay, thank you.
The cold, hard truth only from Lin Yen Chin.
Amazing.
Uncle Ruckus, Iran been 20 minutes away from weapons of mass destruction since 1995, home of Babylon.
Yeah. We got the Great White Hope taking care of that now. Amazing. Thank you.
S.M. Jameson on Pilled gifted the can. I did a hooting and hollering prayer for Jesse.
Right on. Thank you.
Alicia, love you guys, !
Love you back. Thank you.
When Mad Chameleon on Rumble, very generous. Thank you, Jesse. Please be safe. You scared the, he says, hell in me. My heart dropped yesterday.
It's weird when that happened. It almost like it didn't happen. It happened, but it almost like it didn't happen. It's weird. But thank you.
You're back on your feet in less than 2 minutes.
Yeah. It was interesting. But thank you.
Adam, praise God you're all right, Jesse.
Praise God. Thank you.
Cornerstone Nick, thank you for your service. Salute.
That's right. That ain't a baby.
Anthony, empty stomach, heat, little water, not good. Be well.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Anthony, good morning, female moon day Monday.
Amazing.
Shout out.
Thank you.
Mike Young, hey, Jesse and James, hey, what you think about the concerns of Iran's oil production holds that might have massive price hikes at the pump?
Have a wait and see. I don't know. Really.
Same.
It's best to just wait and see.
A generous 50 Thank coffees.
You, Mike.
50 coffees from Gen C. Jesse gave Satan the finger yesterday. Thank God. Cool emoji.
Give Satan the finger. He's a Cherokee. Thank you.
Bobby, biblical question suggestion. Does God want? Nice.
Want what? Maybe.
Does he want?
What?
Does he want?
Want
does
what?
God want?
Meaning, does he want anything?
Mm-hmm.
Oh. Not okay, biblical suggestion, right?
Yeah.
I made that a note of that. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you, Bobby.
Yeah.
Jermaine, hey, Jesse, I'm glad you're okay. A doctor recommend, if I'm not mistaken, he lives in L.A., and he shares this herbalist doctor name.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you for the tips.
Yeah.
Kale calling about this is okay, but not too much chill. Thank you, Kale.
Thank you.
Pastor Chatelet, so are we going to take the hooping and hollering, I don't feel your pain guy, and overlay it on Uncle Jesse before he falls? LOL. Oh, Lord, he drunk as a bastard.
He's drunk as a bastard. Thank you.
AKP, so grateful for you this morning, Jesse. You came to and said, what the? God bless you and your experts.
Thank you. Thank you. Thanks for everything.
Eli P, thanks for not taking the Trump vax. It would be over.
No, I didn't take ain't no way. No. I mean, thank you.
Anthony, I drink coffee all day, but with a glass of water next to me. Coffee will dehydrate you, but it's so good.
Punchy's coffee. Punchy's coffee. What? At jesseleepeterson.shop.
Eli, wars are not meant to be won. They're meant to be continuous, he says.
War is not the answer. Only love can conquer hate. I got to take a break, Hank.
We'll read more later, guys.
Yeah,
thank you
thank
all.
Thank you. Amazing. Let me go to Jaime out of Minnesota. Jaime, you're on the air. Hey, Jaime.
Hey, how's it going?
I can hear you now. Go ahead.
Hey, the idea about alkaline water is pseudoscience. When you drink alkaline water, it goes into your stomach, and your stomach's very acidic, which it needs to be. And so once it starts getting into your body, it's not going to alkalize your body. That's a myth. Your body's, especially the blood, your body has homeostasis, is a process of your body keeping your body at a certain pH. So it's not going to alkalize anything. It's good if you have acid reflux, that it'll help with that. But if you drink a lot of alkaline water, it'll mess up your stomach because your stomach's supposed to be acidic to break down your foods.
Mm-hmm. Amazing.
So do with that what you will.
What the? So it's not as good as people say.
It's not a miracle
right.
cure.
Okay.
Hydration is good, though. The thing with the water being as good as it was before and not so good now, quote unquote, is because of all the nuclear bomb tests the different countries had done when you explode a nuclear bomb, you get a lot of other things in the air, and they used to do it in the air, believe it or not, tests. And the prevailing winds blew all that dust all over the place, and it got into the dirt, into the water. And here in Minnesota, back in the 50s or 60s, they tested children's teeth, and they found that they had a lot of radiation in the teeth and in the bones because they drank milk, cow's milk, mm-hmm. and the cows eat the grass, and the grass grows from the ground and things like that.
So let me ask you this, because of the time, if alkaline water not the answer, and then all this stuff is in the air from the bombing, as you said, what's the suggestion? What's the solution?
Well, with the stuff in the air, it breaks down over time. It has a half-life, and we're getting close to it being nearly all gone. The answer for you is that is to have a doctor check everything, your EKG, ECG, blood sugar. Do as many of those panels, get your blood checked and all that. Because this is, you said, the second time. You don't want to wait for a third time.
Right.
If you wait for a third time, then you better forgive your mama. You know what I'm saying?
That's for sure. Amazing.
But the... yeah, so I'd get my blood checked and all that, right. And see. Doctors are good at diagnosing things, but prescribing is not so good. You can use like different things like AI to figure out what you need after you get your diagnosis. You know, you feed that into the machine.
So you suggest water, just that alcohol. According to you, alcohol water is not the answer. But do you suggest drinking water?
Yeah, I drink a lot of water. I have a hard job, and, you know, I'm outside a lot, and I drink plenty of water with hydrating powders in it.
Oh, okay. Amazing. Thank you, Jaime. I appreciate it, man.
Yeah, you have a good day.
All right, buddy. Amazing. Let me go to first-time call out of Houston, Texas. Ken, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing? Jesse, I love you very much.
Thank you, Ken.
I just want to let you know that. And you're a national treasure.
I appreciate that.
But,
thank you.
In addition to that, I hear a lot of people talking about alkaline water. That's good to a certain degree, but there's a superfood. It's called spirulina. It's one of the most common things on the planet. It's just basically it's algae. It's the blue and green algae. You can get it in pill and tablet form. As far as its benefits, it improves blood sugar control. Spirulina may help regulate blood sugar levels and improve insulin sensitivity and reducing inflammation. Reduces cholesterol, detoxification, enhanced athletic performance, anti-inflammatory properties, improved immune function, and reduced blood pressure and skin health. So. It's one of the things that astronauts take because they have to maintain their muscle mass and their bone density and all that because they're away from gravity. They're in zero gravity.
Right.
So that's one of the things that they take.
Is that spirulina?
Yes, it's spirulina.
Right, okay. I appreciate that.
It breaks down into your system and goes direct. There's no process. When it goes into your system, it goes right in. Whereas, you know, foods that you consume, your body has to break it down for it to get into your muscle tissue and all this other stuff. But,
right.
That's the most natural thing and probably one of the things that's in the most abundant on the planet.
Wow, thank you, man. I appreciate that.
Okay, and I'm glad that you're okay, and Anchor Baby saved you.
That's for sure. How about to buy an Anchor Baby lunch? So why not?
Yeah, I have a theory about that.
What?
I think he's been working on his wind sprint in lieu of he might have to run for mice one day.
That's a good point. What? He's getting ready for
it. No, spirulina.
Yeah, okay.
It'll help.
Thank you, Ken. I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
Okay.
All right,
once again, all the best to you and your crew. Love you very much.
Appreciate that. Thank you. Amazing. Super chat.
Super chat.
Super chats.
Jamie says we need to deport the no good blacks for safety.
Amazing. Thank you.
Interesting idea. Anthony, urine should be clear if yellow equals symptom pH is off, says Anthony.
Okay. Thank you. You heard of spirulina before?
I have. I just read it as spirulina or something. Spirulina. Uh-huh. Spirulina. Anyway, Eric, three coffees. Common sense is of God. Thinking is of the devil. Common sense is when you stop thinking and listening to God.
Yep.
Groovin bought our coffee. Church was amazing yesterday. So glad you're okay. Completely understand your reservations about doctors these days. God bless you all.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Five coffees from Ruben. Grateful for your teachings and assignments. It's helped me become a better man. I hope my kids look up to me the way I look up to you. And I influence them in the way that God used you to influence me. Love you the way a son loves his father.
Stay with us. Stay with us. Stay with us. Amazing. Thank you.
Sion says, Jesse, thank God you're okay. Ever since my friend passed, I immediately think I'm losing someone and overreact. Speedy really paid attention to you. Thank you, Nicholas Speedy. Please get more rest. Drink plenty of fluids. You're probably being stubborn, Jesse, not listening to when they tell you to rest.
I am trying to rest as much as possible now. I really am trying to. And so thank you. Good advice.
Madeline, Jesse, Derek always makes it clear not to use speaker or Bluetooth when talking to you. Why don't people follow his instructions? What do you always call them out? Love y'all.
Thank you. I don't understand that either. Because I hear Derek telling them no Bluetooth, no speakerphone, and yet the people do it. Amazing. Thank you.
KB, Ohio, three coffees. Jesse, don't scare me like that. So glad you're feeling better, making plans to visit church in the women's forum. Also, yes, Hake, I'm a woman. You always say he, him when you guys respond to my messages. What the? Sorry, KB. My bad.
Thank you. Now we know.
Julie from Connecticut. I say no to alkaline water because the acidity in the stomach is necessary to digest food. If you change your pH, you will not be able to digest food properly, says Julie.
Amazing. Thank you.
And we'll have to read the rest later, guys.
Yeah, thank you all. Amazing. Thank you. David out of Los Angeles. Vicky out of Texas. James out of Indiana. Maryland out of Florida. I'm out of time. Tomorrow, Country Western 2. Thank you all for your prayers and for your suggestions concerning my health. I do appreciate it, and I'm listening closely. Hake is coming up now, and your super chat soon. Thank you, y'all. Hake is coming now, then the American Anchor Baby. Take care.
Thoughts and opinions expressed during this show are the individual's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of the JLP Network or Bond. Their appearance on the program does not imply an endorsement of them or any entity they represent. The material and information presented here is for general information purposes only. The JLP Network and Bond name and all forms and abbreviations are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement of or opposition to any specific organization, product, or service.
So, here's what I recommend. I invite you to download my silent prayer, and I want you to start doing it. You just download it, get the points of how to do it, and then after a while, you just do it on your own. It's going to point you in the right direction that your life will be returned to you from God. He will give you your life back, because anyone and all people who has anger, they're not themselves. You are the person that you are angry at. That's why it's so important to get to know yourself so that you can see who you're angry at. And if you're doing the hooping and hollering prayers and things like that, some people get up, oh, praise the Lord, hoop and holler, bless my mama, bless my daddy. Continue to do it. Do both. You will see if you want to stay with the hooping and hollering, or do you want to be still and know God? So my gift to you, no charge, at rebuildingtheman.com/church.
Thank you, JLP, for an excellent Jesse Lee Peterson show. The Hake Report is coming up next, guys. TheHakeReport.com.